Cuckoos.
There we go. Cuckoo said it right when I said
it.
Yeah,
thank you, Cuckoos. You're in tune with us.
That's right. We're back with episode 242.
262.
Shit, why are we so deep into this? I'm AJ Twiz.
And this is the Mighty Enna episode.
And let's see if I'm on point with this.
Oh, well, you were. Okay. And once again, if you paid attention to the last episode, we're once again dealing with the bite Pokemon, but I assume a stronger bite because they've evolved. You know,
why couldn't he be the crunch Pokemon?
That would have been good.
Oh, you know what? This is gold and silver, right?
Or the maul Pokemon because he mauls
no,
you. You know,
because bite is an actual attack, and that's like the first dark move we had. And with gold and silver,
and crunch is the second.
And crunch, but I think crunch was introduced later on, though. So maybe that's why he's not the crunch.
Faint and crunch are both introduced in gold and silver.
Not crunch. I think it's just bite. We got crunch later. I know
bite?
That.
No. Isn't bite? Bite's in the original, isn't it?
Bite's not in the original. Well, actually, no.
It is, but it's not a dark move. It's a normal move.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and then bite became a dark move, but we didn't get crunch till later on, which is a stronger bite.
So for anyone who can't figure it out right now, this is a nerdy podcast about you know, video games, anime, comics, those kind of things. We're just talking about fucking Pokemon history right now.
The occasional Pokemon, you know, which we'll get a lot of Pokemon tonight too, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
Don't forget, we're live on twitch.tv/collision28.
Yes. Also, you can watch us on youtube.com/unfocusedpodcast. We put them up a day or two after the podcast is revealed on Twitch.
That's right. And we're live actually on Wednesdays now, about 6 p.m. now.
It only took me a while to get it right, but I got it right.
We got it right. And then usually the YouTube will pop up on like Fridays. Okay. That's kind of what I'm going for now. Don't forget, you can also, subscribe now? You can subscribe to us on Twitch, Collision28, or you can go ahead and just follow the podcast, which I'll get into later on. But anyways,
One thing before we start, I want to say, man, I ain't no bitch, you know? I never admired a purple shirt, man.
Oh, yeah, right?
That's a fucking badass purple shirt. I'm not going to lie, bro. Even my friend, my barber, was over. He didn't care about any video game anime shit at all. And he saw that shirt, and he's like, oh, shit. He's like, that's Darkstalkers? He's like, I was like, wow, you know what that is, bro?
Yeah, fucking the Yeti. Yeti.
Like, oh, that was from Yeti?
Yeah, I always get shit from Yeti, and they do these one-day one-day tees were like, for one day only, you get this print. And so I'm like checking like every day and just see any cool prints that come out. So a lot of the shirts you see me wearing on the show here are probably from Yeti. Damn. This is one of them.
Man, we have a responsibility to keep up our nerd fashion for the show. I forget, man.
Yeah, not just for the show, but just for my own well-being, you know?
Yeah, it's not like we try to over show them too often, you know.
Just
like,
I ordered some custom Vans. Just wait.
No, oh, you
just
ordered.
Just wait.
You designed them yourself?
Yes.
You motherfucker. Can you use any of their historic prints, or is it only like the modern prints that you can use? Like,
no, they have all types of like different fabrics and colors and shit.
Do they have like their past Nintendo and Marvel fabrics?
Oh no.
Figure not.
No, none of that. No, but you could upload your own image, and that's what I did. But of course, they're gonna like restrict you, like, you know, from, you know,
if it's
copyright
something famous,
shit,
yeah. If it's something famous or a logo.
So
like,
I didn't do that, but you know, you'll see. Anyone knows me and follows me on like on Twitter and shit like that, you'll get a kick out of these.
I'm fucking
kicks.
Excited. Okay, damn, they're doing their job. Okay, with that being said, let's jump into Unfocus Weeks.
Mm-hmm.
AJ, yeah, AJ's doing a little whiskey there.
Yeah, because I got pissed off with this whole shit right now.
Yeah. I got pissed off before because I was fucking something else myself.
But yeah, I'm Focus Week. So yeah, been playing a lot of Animal Crossing, you know, of course. No surprise there. Me and Cars is at it. I've been back at work, of course, though, and she hasn't gone back yet. So she's
fucking killing you right
she's
now.
She's not really far ahead, per se, because she keeps changing her mind on shit. Because right now, you're at that stage in Animal Crossing where there's not a lot of big things to do anymore. It's more just messing around and just increasing, you know, the way your island looks and all that. And that's kind of where we're at right now. And then we got the abilities to terraform now. And so now we're just around just fucking putting up mountains, taking down mountains, adding rivers and all that shit right now. So that's kind of what we're doing right now. So that's what I've been fucking with. And then every day you're just trying to check the store to see what new items can I add. Because like, you've seen so many items in other people's islands that you're like,
where
the
fuck did
that
come from,
like,
right?
When can I get that?
I've been hearing a lot of people say like, fuck, I haven't seen that yet.
Yeah, exactly. It always happens. And sometimes I'll get shit that Carla doesn't have and she'll get shit that I don't have. So like, you know, every day she's like, can I see your store? What's in your store? And I'll ask her the same shit too. I'm like, okay, what's in your store though? I need anything there? And then usually we'll just send like items back and forth to each other.
Wait, is that from Full House? That wood joke?
I don't know.
It's a little puppet and somebody should... It is Full House, right? Yeah. Is it Joey's puppet?
Yeah, he does have a puppet, yeah.
And then it would just like random. That was like one of his jokes. Because it's a woodchuck, right?
Woodchuck, yeah.
So whenever someone had any joke about wood, he'd just go, ha ha ha, wood.
Really?
I remember that.
I don't remember that. That's funny.
Yeah.
But yeah, so I've been doing a lot of that. Speaking of wood, fucking wood is hard to find. So you can like chop trees and get wood off of them.
I think that's why I said that, because I remember you and Steve having this conversation on Sunday.
Like, there's three type of woods. There's soft, normal wood, and hardwood. And I can never get wood. Soft wood and hardwood, I got on like crazy, but never just normal wood. And it's pissing me off because sometimes you want to make an item. Because the other thing that's cool too is that the store has hot items. And if you sell the hot item, they'll give you like twice the value for it. So I'm always going to say, what's a hot item? And then I'll start making whatever it is. And just, I make money like that. Mm. And sometimes they ask for something that's made from wood. And I was like, fuck, I don't have enough wood. Happened today, actually.
All right.
Yeah. But anyways.
Animal Crossing.
Of course, I've been doing... I played that Coop the Panels again. I think that's what it's called on the Switch.
Coop the Panels? Yeah. What is that?
So you have the Nintendo Online shit, right? And then you can you have access to Super Nintendo and NES games. And in the Super Nintendo shit, you have... I can't fucking do it unless I save my Animal Crossing progress right now. But remember how I told you they have Tetris Attack, but the original?
Yeah.
Because the Tetris Attack that we have is an overlay with Yoshi characters and all that.
Right. Oh, yeah, you told me that, because it's another game with an overlay on it. Yeah, that's
exactly.
Right.
It's some just generic, you know, like... fairy looking shit,
which actually makes a lot of sense, because some of that shit did not feel like Yoshi to me. Like,
yeah.
I was like, it's still good, but I was like, this feels a little off.
Yeah, and they threw a bunch of Nintendo characters in there, but I mean, it gave you that feel and everything. But if you really think about it, like, things do kind of feel off.
Something feels off about it. Yeah.
I played it a little bit more today, and I actually had the volume up. And one of the first stages I played was a Ralph the Raven stage, and it had the Ralph the Raven music. I was like, oh my god! Like my whole like, you know, life was just destroyed right there, because that's not an original Ralph the Raven track. It's from Coop the Panels.
Oh, I see. So this one actually used the real soundtrack.
Yeah, so from everything, Ralph. Everything in Tetris Attack just has a Nintendo character overlay. That's it. But the gameplay, the music, the way the stages are built and all that is all just based off.
And that's what I think the music feels so different. Something like it's
yeah.
Okay.
And the one, I can't read freaking Japanese though, so I can't even go through all the menus, but I wanted to play story mode to see if story mode was the same or not, and I just cannot fucking read anything.
Dude, we should do it on the podcast together.
And I have
you want to do that?
I have look at this. This is like fucking exactly Tetris Attack, right?
Yeah.
The way it opened, except it's not Yoshi's face. That whole screen right there, we see Yoshi pop up. There's no Yoshi there.
Wow.
Right?
It's the exact same shit, right? They just like straight up put him over it like, yeah, this is Yoshi's game now.
Exactly.
Oh, shit. I bet you if Japan found out about this, they'd be fucking confused.
They probably do know. And they're probably like, oh, that's the American Coop the Panels or whatever it's fucking called.
Yeah, there's probably people
there. Yeah. But yeah, like it's all fucking, well, that's English. But well, if you go to one player mode right there, like I can't reach it from there.
Ureno.
Find story mode. That's what I want to find.
Okay, we're gonna work. We're gonna fuck with this later. we're gonna do this, bro. We're gonna make this happen. Anything else for your focus week?
Wednesday night fights. Last 2 weeks, I've done that.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, I get my ass handed though, bad man.
Which was surprising to me, because 3 weeks ago when he did it and I actually watched, AJ was kicking ass, so I was like kind of surprised. But hopefully we can change that today after the show.
Oh, yeah. I've done it 3 weeks in a row now. That's right. It's going to be the fourth week right now. So doing online Wednesday night fights. Also just normal soul nights as well. Yeah. Back at that. So we have this new thing here with the group. Where not only do we battle for the hammer, but we also do infinity stones now just for kicks. So everyone had a stone. We get challenged by somebody. And we, the defending person that has a stone, gets to choose the game that we fight with, you know, to assume who gets the stone. And I was challenged for my power stone. And to throw off Steven, I chose Battle for the Grid, Power Rangers Battle for the Grid. But I made the mistake of not playing earlier in the week. So I was just like fucking trying to learn the game again. And so was he, because he's never fucking played the game at all. And I fucking lost my stone. And then you got to play Third Strike again, right?
Yeah, I got to play Third Strike again. I didn't really care too much for the stone thing, but I was like, whatever, let's do it. Because I actually tried to pick a game, and it was rejected because someone didn't want to play it. But I was like, I'm not really that into this anymore. But, you know.
But that's how it goes, and I thought it was fun. So I have plans. I have, you know, things up my sleeve for next time I get challenged.
They won't challenge you because you don't have a stone anymore, right?
Oh, true. But when I get it back, I'm saying.
Ah.
also, I started rewatching Slayers, and just real quick, I got into Nex. I just finished Nex. But as I was watching Nex, remember Martina?
Yeah.
she has Zomo Gustar, right? And she would like try to make Zomo Gustar do shit, right?
I forgot about Zomo Gustar, the curses and shit. Yeah.
Yeah. So only twice did Zomo Gustar did something. The second time is obvious. It was Anti Aqua, right? The defense.
Yeah, yeah, that was her. Yeah.
Do you remember the first time?
The curse she put on Lena, that actually worked. Yeah.
Was it Zomo Gustar's curse? Or was it someone else's curse?
No, it was Zomo Gustar's curse, but they were saying...
I don't think so.
Well, they were saying... It was... Let me put it this way. It was Zomo Gustar's curse. Anyone's never seen Slayers, this is a character that believes in a fake demon god that she made up,
she
even
made
though
it
there
up,
are...
Yeah.
And there are real demon gods that people do worship in or destroy and fight and stuff.
Yeah.
But she made up her own, and we don't know if... Or it's assumed it doesn't exist. Anyway, she pulled out that curse, but someone had mentioned... That actually that curse might have worked from her own willpower.
I don't think so.
Well, maybe. Okay, you got to have a theory then. You want to tell me? Because, all right, let me tell you my theory about the willpower thing, which kind of amazed me. Because you know how people draw power from other people in Slayers to do magic,
so,
right?
So to do your magic, you call power from like the other gods and demons and stuff. And that's how like people do their magic in this world, which is awesome.
Right. So I was thinking maybe Martina's will is so strong that she drew power from herself.
I think.
Go ahead, throw it at me.
It was Zelos. Because how else did Zelos know what the curse was and that Zeno was even cursed by anything Martina did? And Zelos likes to fuck with her. And the only other time Zomo Gustar worked was Anti Aqua. Anti Aqua fucking with Zomo
and
Gustar.
She was fucking with her, yeah.
Other than that, Zomo Gustar shit's never really worked.
No, because they're not real.
Exactly. So I think that was Zealous's curse that he did. He just saw what Martina was trying
to
do.
He put the curse.
And I think he ended up putting the curse. He ended up making it work.
He is a monster.
He is a monster.
He
has the ability.
Yeah.
He
can... You know, AJ, you're probably right.
Yeah.
You're probably right. Now I want to watch the episode subtitled.
Huh.
Because I bet you some more information will be there.
Sometimes
when I watch Slayers or Yu Yu Hakusho, specifically those shows, and I switch the subtitles over, they say slightly different shit that kind of gives you more context.
Yeah.
Not always, but sometimes.
Sometimes, yeah. Sometimes they say it differently. That makes you, like, they say it in English, but you don't catch it. But when you read it and translate it, you're like, oh, wait, that could mean something else. Yeah.
Yeah.
Not that always that it means something else, but it just makes more sense when it's said in a different way.
Right, right. It's, it's grammatical versus speech. So it makes sense, you know?
Yeah, but, some things are implied in English, but, like, in Japanese, it's kind of just said outright sometimes. It's like, oh, okay.
You know what I want to do? Last thing I'll say before I go into my focus week. I want to read the Slayers mangas, bro.
Me too.
Maybe we should see if there's a way to buy a collection and we could just split it.
I want to find some more. Actually, that's a new thing. I did buy the whole Slayers, the first three seasons. So I got, you know, Slayers, Slayers Next, Slayers Try, all on DVD.
Nice.
And I ripped them all already onto my server. And I have Plex, so I have all of Slayers on my server now.
That's dope.
So I don't have to switch out DVDs and shit now. I can just stream it, like, straight to my TV from the server in my
room. That's dope.
It's not. I can't do it online yet. I don't have that set up. So as long as you're local within on the Wi-Fi in here, it'll work. That was cool.
Okay, cool. All right. For my unfocused week, main things I've been working on. Splatoon. I've been trying to perfect these last fucking pair of shoes I had because I got a perfect outfit as far as what I wanted, but later on I realized I wanted different shoes with, you know, different powers.
Yeah.
And those ones actually fit my outfit look even better.
That's cool.
So I know, I was like, oh shit, I didn't even try to do this, but these shoes look fucking perfect with this outfit, you know? And so, like, I've been trying to get that gun
don't go with those shoes.
Yeah. Exactly. Once I get to the high level, that's probably what I'm gonna start thinking, like, damn, that don't look right. But yeah, no, playing Splatoon. It sucks because, like, I'm trying to get them all to the Ink Saver abilities on the side, you know, the little sub abilities. And I have something that's intuitively supposed to be Ink Saver, and I'm using an Ink Saver drink, and I keep not getting the fucking Ink Saver, and this has not been happening for the past five items I've been doing this with, you know, like this combination of picking the right brand and drinking the right drink.
It's a higher chance, but it doesn't even work.
Sometimes it just dude, I scrubbed this item like six times, bro, because I'll get two and the third one will be that shit, and I'll be like, motherfucker, alright, fine, scrub, do it. First one's one, second one's wrong. I'm like, fuck, I got to scrub it again.
Yeah.
And I'm trying real hard not to use the 20 I have to insert it, like you said, because then I'm going to be real mad if the third one comes up fucking wrong.
Yeah,
you know?
Get 30 chunks and then get
once
two.
Once it gets two, yeah.
And then just pop in the other one.
I'm trying, bro. It's just not, like, the timing's not working out.
And then it's cool that you're, like, getting the item once in a while, because then when you scrub it, you'll get a chunk. So... And
I'm at 26. Now I'm at 26.
All right, yeah. So
almost there.
Hopefully it pops up four more times and you'll be good.
Well, anyway,
actually, it needs to pop up six more times.
Six more, technically six times, yeah. God. Anyway, So yeah, just kind of trying to perfect my outfit for capabilities for Splatoon. Other things, I've been reading a lot of comics lately. I read further in American Vampire. It's fucking Vampire. Badass. Like, you know, I told you I was, like, about vampires throughout timelines and shit. Mm-hmm. So now they're in the 1950s, you know, the doo-wop era. Whoa. And this fool's a fucking greaser. He's basically like Fonzie, but a fucking...
Yeah.
But, you know, he's actually a vampire slayer. He's a hunter.
I was about to say, is he a vampire Fonzie?
Yeah, well, he looks like it, right? Because he's got the sharp teeth, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So you would think that he's like a vampire Fonzie, and that's what they're trying to tell you with this cover. Turns out this kid is not a vampire. He's a human vampire slayer. And what he does after he defeats the vampire is he puts on these wooden teeth.
Oh, what the fuck!
And he bites them to make them suffer.
Oh,
yeah, dude. And dude, it was so dope in the moment, because like he had beat this vampire and this girl's like, "All right, you rescued me. Let's get out of here." And he's like, "Nope, can't do that." And he's starting to open the door to go back in, and she's like, "Why are you gonna go back in there?" And it shows like the scene of him putting fucking teeth in. He's like, "You know, I don't let them get away with it, me." And the next scene, it shows him turn back all cool with his sunglasses and his sharp teeth. He says, "I bite them back."
Damn.
And I was like, I could hear a guitar riff in the back. You know, like.
Dude, he needs silver teeth, though.
Yeah, well, you know, that's for werewolves then, right?
But no, doesn't silver kill vampires as well?
You actually know a little bit about vampires. It depends.
I watch Blade.
It depends, because there's a lot of vampire mythologies and a lot of different weaknesses to different vampires. So this American Vampire comic takes it further. It depends where you were sired, what your weaknesses are.
Oh, wow.
And that's why it's cool. Called American Vampire.
Because
American vampires...
Only wood, huh?
No. Wood is not their weakness. Wood. That's the that's old school vampires' weaknesses. American vampires are not weak to wood or sunlight.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. You have to kill them with... kill them with gold.
What the fuck?
Because of the gold rush.
The gold rush.
Yeah. You see, like they think about this whole system and how it works.
Okay, fine.
And then the only way you can kill an American vampire is if you kill them on a moonless night.
Take his money,
rob him. No, you gotta kill him on a moonless night because the American vampires get their powers from the moon.
That's crazy.
Yeah, like dude, it's pretty dope. I really recommend this book. It's such a good drama.
Damn, so what if an American vampire crosses over with like a Romanian one? Like, is that
AJ, you're too fucking smart for your... Just stop talking right now. Just stop talking.
There, huh?
Yeah, just stop talking. But anyway, it's been badass. It's really good. I like it a lot. I've also been reading this Avengers comic because I think you guys know, if anyone's been following this podcast for like a year, I've been saying I want to get to Secret Wars. I am now two books away from Secret Wars, and I'm on this event called Time Runs Out, where the Avengers are trying to fucking save the world at the last minute before Secret Wars happens. Kind of a burn because I already know Secret Wars is going to happen, so I know they're not going to fucking pull this off.
Mm.
But it's a really good fucking comic because they got to destroy other Earths so our Earth can survive. And Namor fucking told Thanos and all these evil motherfuckers, because the heroes, you know, they were struggling like, should we destroy this planet? Should we not? Blah, blah, blah. The villains are like, nah, fuck that.
This is fucking fuck this shit up.
Let's go. So now they're just fucking traveling to other Earths and just destroying them and fucking them up and torturing them and
oh,
shit.
Man.
So now the heroes got to go after their own people, but they still got to destroy the Earth. So it's like, it's pretty fucking nuts. It's a really good story. I'm loving it. Those are the main things I've been doing. Soul Calibur, playing a little bit. Just kind of trying to learn priorities, trying to learn moves that can't be beaten by Taki. That's what I've been looking at lately. Moves that can't be beaten by Taki, and to identify those.
I'm kind of at the point now where I need to learn just the other characters now. Like, I feel like I got Tom down now. I could probably use a couple new combos, but overall, I think I'm set with Tom. I just need to learn everyone else now.
Your game, I feel like your Tom game is finally crystallized to a really good point. Yeah, you should learn the other characters.
Yeah,
I still have more to learn at Taki, I feel. But I feel like you're kind of starting to get to where you need to be for Tom.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's the main stuff I've been working on. Have I been watching anything? I think I told you about that assassin show I've been watching called Barry.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Dude, it's fucking great, dude. You should really watch it. I'm done with season one now. Dude, it's so fucking funny. And it's funny and then sometimes really not funny. Just like Dexter, you know?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
But anyway.
Oh, I've been watching more Adventure Time, and that shit got to a point now where I'm like, oh my god, I gotta stop watching this because I need to pay attention. Like, I never had to do that with Adventure Time, because Adventure Time is just random fucking stories.
Wait,
right?
You have to pay attention now.
Yeah, because there's fucking been a four episode arc right now. I've never done shit like that before.
Shit.
Yeah, like they what the fuck happened? Something happened, and like their world is getting destroyed. They went into some portal and some shit, and now they're in some other universe, some other dimension of themselves. and it's just fucking weird. I'm like, what? And then that one ended, and then it goes to like at first it was Finn's reality where he went, and then now it's going to Jake's.
That's the dog, right?
Yeah, then the dogs. I haven't watched that one yet because I was like, wait, this shit's getting way too deep right now. Let me stop because I need to pay attention to this shit right now.
You're making me want to catch up on Adventure Time.
Yeah, and like... that's like season 4 or some shit where I'm at right now. Yeah, so that's way deep into it. I mean, it's pretty good. That shit's crazy.
That's funny that it plays around for like almost 3 whole seasons before it gets like fucking serious. That's kind of cool.
Yeah, like it got fucking serious at a point right now. I was like, I need to stop. Like, this is getting too fucking crazy. So, but that's where I'm at with that too.
Oh, one last piece of news. News. You ever heard, well, not news, but my Unfocused Week. You ever tell you about an anime called Madoka Magica?
No, I don't think so.
Okay, bro. Let me think about how I want to tell you this. It's a dark, mature take on the idea of magical girls, like Sailor Moon.
A dark take on it?
That's all. That's, I don't want to say too much more because I don't want to fuck it up. But I watched it like in 2013 when it came out, and it was great. It's amazing. And then they released some movies later, and the first two, it's like Evangelion. The first two movies were retelling, and then the third movie was the finale. And I was so blown away by the series and the retelling. Like, I can't handle the movie. I just didn't watch the third movie for years because I was like, this is just fucking too much head job. It's too crazy ass shit. Too much crazy shit. I watched the third movie this week finally. Bro, it was mind-blowing. It was fucking perfect. Damn. It was the perfect finale to everything. And the whole thing, I don't want to tell you too much, but no, I'm not going to say anything. I'm not going to say anything.
But it was good, right?
Yeah, it's great. I was like, I never thought the ending could be that good. And it went to this really weird place where I thought it wasn't going to make sense. And by the end, it made sense. And I was like, okay, cool, because I was starting to get worried that this was going to start being shit now, like, after the whole movie being good.
Yeah.
Yeah, man, it was a great show. It's on Netflix, Madoka Magica.
Madoka Magica.
Yeah, Puella Magi, whatever the fuck, but it's Madoka Magica. You can watch it under that name. And it's on Netflix. English and Japanese are both there.
Cool.
Highly recommend it. You got to be in a heady mood, and you got to be paying attention. You cannot miss anything.
Yeah, I've been trying to avoid that because I just fucking did Hunter, and I did fucking like a bunch of new shit recently.
If you want
a
break, no, don't watch this.
So like, that's why you've been watching Adventure Time, because you don't always... You kind of do have to pay attention to catch the little fucking little gags that do sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I've been watching Slayers right now, because I'm like just there like on my Switch playing Animal Crossing while Slayers is going on.
I respect it. Sometimes you got to have that, man.
Yeah,
sometimes
so that's what I've been doing.
That's right. All right, so with that being said, let's jump into the news.
Oh, wait, yeah, that's right. So,
don't forget.
Unfocus at, oh my God.
You can email us at unfocus@gmail.com if you have any questions or you want to ask us to cover certain news that we may not have. Twitter. Or if you want to correct us on things, Twitter.
At unfocus28. Yes. Instagram at unfocuspodcast.
And iTunes. You can download us. And
not only iTunes, but we're also now on the Google Podcast Store, or wherever the Google does.
Oh, shit.
We're also on various other shit now, honestly. If you go to clips28.com and click on the Unfocus side of it, you can get all the links to all the other shit you can get us on now.
You're welcome. Because
we're on various platforms now through that, what did I just mention a second ago?
Start with the S.
Simple Podcast.
Simple Podcast.
Simple, is that what it's called? Let me go in the mail because I need to be here anyways. Simplecast. We're kind of partnered with them right now, and they're actually hosting our shit and distributing it to various platforms now.
I love that.
Which now that I'm in it, I'm kind of mad that I'm in it.
Why?
But
why?
Well, I'll get into that later.
Okay,
because it's a server, and I already have a server, so now I have two servers with the fucking shows on them.
Two servers better than one.
On Stitcher, Cuckoos. I fucking hate Stitcher. Because we were on Stitcher.
Oh, we were on Stitcher.
We were on Stitcher.
Yeah, we didn't like that shit.
And all of a sudden, they stopped updating our shit.
Yeah, like we didn't matter anymore. Like our shit just like.
And like we were putting out shows and shit, and it was going everywhere. It was on iTunes and shit, but then Stitcher just wasn't updating it.
Yeah, because I remember you told me I didn't even know. You told me like a couple weeks that they weren't doing it. Like, oh yeah, they haven't been fucking updating our shit.
Yeah, I've been going back, like, and I was like, what the fuck, shit ain't updating. And then like they did some shit too, like the company got sold and bought by someone else, and I'm not sure where they're at now.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, some shit's been going on Stitcher, and I was like, you know what, I don't want to go on Stitcher. And some other podcasts I listened to are on the same track too, like, yeah, Stitcher's fucking up our shit, and like they just don't want to go to Stitcher either. So I'm like, oh, if they're not doing it, I'm not gonna do it too.
I'm okay
with we're on Spotify.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Keep forgetting.
We're on Spotify, too.
We're on Spotify.
Not only the music of the week, but the actual podcast is also on Spotify.
Oh, the podcast is? Oh, yeah. Shit. That actually gets me excited.
Tell your friends.
Tell your friends about me.
And your enemies.
Tell them all. All right. That being said, We're gonna get into the part of the show that you guys have been waiting for, the news.
Okay. With buttons. The news. What a bunch of douches, for real.
I like that.
Oh yeah, also Cuckoo said some shit about Skinner Sweet is pretty awesome.
Oh, you do? I didn't even see that. Cuckoo, do you read fucking American Vampire, bro? He's kind of like the main villain of it, because I tell you, it takes place through different timelines. Mm-hmm. Like, it starts in the Roaring Twenties, they go to the 1930s. I think they skipped the 40s and went to the 50s with this
one. Are we in the Roaring Twenties now?
People say we are. People are saying we're in the modern Roaring Twenties. That's Leslie was bringing it up in the beginning of the year. It's so funny.
It's roaring.
Yeah, it's fucking happening, bro. It's fucking happening.
He has the whole series. That's cool.
Watch the next step, Underground Bars. AJ,
that's already happened.
Yeah, I know, but yeah, it's gonna keep happening, I think. Yeah, yeah. But anyway,
but yeah, he says he has a whole series though.
Oh, dude, it's so good, dude. And it's funny because I'll make this a really quick tangent because I want to talk about it too much. American Vampire. I know, you're right. But anyway, American Vampire, dude. As I'm reading it, I keep feeling this would make a great 7-8 season show, just like Cuckoo's is saying. Movie, no, and that's the only thing it ever got greenlit for was a movie, and then they ended up canceling it. You know, cause it's stupid. It doesn't, you can't capture everything in a movie of it.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, I guess you could like quickly show all the timelines and jump ahead, but then people don't feel the connection to the characters that we're building throughout the show.
Yeah, I'm on that vibe now. Like thinking about it, if any like book like that or the comic gets put into some type of media like video form, TV will do a lot better than movie. Because movie, you got to condense some shit, you got to fucking cut out some shit, and it doesn't always turn out that good. Some get lucky, some don't.
It's funny you say that. A lot of people are like kind of petitioning for Marvel to make X-Men a TV show and not a movie. I mean, I get where they're coming from, but I don't know, man. Like, I feel like movies do X-Men justice if you just do it right, you know?
I'm down for that if they go ahead and put those X-Men characters, fucking everything intact, into movies too.
Yeah, well, and you know, that's, I think people are hoping for Disney Plus show. That way definitely going to be
connected and shit. Yeah. I'd be down for that for sure.
That would be cool.
Could that be some next level shit? Because like they already fucking broke fucking boundaries and shit with the whole MCU shit. Mm-hmm. Imagine them doing fucking connecting the TV shit to the movies too, where, yeah, you got to watch the TV series to understand this character, but only kind of. But like, you know, this character is dope over here too.
It's like, so they tried this before, but now they got it.
They tried it before. They fucking fucked up because they put too many people out that weren't agreeing with them.
Yeah.
You heard it here first. You know what I'm talking about. Right. Anyways, in news.
Wait. Let me start. Since we haven't been talking about Marvel.
Yeah.
Finally, a comment from someone official about Doctor Strange and the Multiverse of Madness.
Hmm.
I guess the Hollywood Reporter caught up with the guy who plays Baron Mordo. I don't remember his fucking real name. I can't believe it. He's such a good actor. I feel mad at myself. Anyway.
Yeah, I was wondering what was going to happen to him, too.
Yeah, I think a lot of people were. And the Hollywood Reporter caught up with him, and they're like, hey, you know, we know Doctor Strange and the Multiverse of Madness is happening and blah, blah. And they're like, you know, is your character going to be in it? Or, you know, and he's like, yes, my character will be in it. And he's like, and all things will be revealed. And that's funny because that's what that character says in the first Doctor Strange movie all the time. All things will be revealed, you know? So he said,
clever. I like that.
Yeah, he said, my character will be in that movie and all things will be revealed. So people are assuming that from that statement that he's not going to be a sub-villain or a minor cameo. He's going to actually be in the story in some way.
Mm-hmm.
And I started theorizing this. Now we're getting off of the news. This is just my theory about it.
Yep. Unfocused.
Too many sorcerers, right?
Okay.
So let's talk about too many sorcerers.
That's his problem, right?
That's his problem. He doesn't like too many sorcerers. Doctor Strange just iced half of the sorcerers on the planet and then brought them back. Also, he warned Doctor Strange about time loops and time travel and fucking with the continuum. And what did he do? He gave the Eye of Agamotto to Thanos.
Oh, yeah, true.
And if they're going to follow the comic book story, Doctor Strange might be teaching the Scarlet Witch magic.
So he's not down for that then, huh?
I would imagine not. I'm sure he'd be really fucking pissed. No more sorcerers. You're going to train possibly the most powerful sorcerer of all time. You know? You know?
Yeah.
Like, fuck that. I'm sure he would want to stop that from happening. But yeah, that's just my theory, my insight on it. But yeah, he was really mad at Doctor Strange about time travel, time aberrations, time loops, and what did they do with Thanos? He looked forward in the future. And he gave Thanos the Time Stone.
Yeah.
He did everything that he didn't want Doctor Strange to do. So,
but the agent one was like, that's cool.
He hates the Ancient One.
Oh, that's true. That's true now.
You don't
yeah.
give a fuck
after
what she thinks. Out,
that's right. I forgot.
Yeah, you don't give a damn. But anyway, so yeah, I just wanted to throw that out there. But yeah, he said that his character will be in Multiverse of Madness and will have, or he implied they'll have a role. So, AJ?
That's cool. So PAX. PAX is a big convention. I guess just quickly, of course, like everything else, it's canceled. PAX West and PAX Australia. Because of pandemic reasons and all that. But they are doing an online event. And there's been a lot of online events going on lately that have been not too bad. Also, E3 kind of just happened this week, quote unquote.
Yeah, I heard.
A lot of various things got announced, which we're not going to really go over all of it. A lot of EA shit. Some of it was good. Did you hear about that Rogue? Not Rogue Squadron. Just Squadron.
Yes.
Star Wars Squadron.
I've heard about
it. I heard it looks pretty good.
I've heard a lot about it for months, but I haven't seen anything from the EA announcements.
Yeah, there's a trailer. People are liking it, but I've also heard about that game that it's only going to be like a one thing. Like, you know how games get updates? Supposedly this one's not going to get updates. Which is fucking weird.
Why? Why would you want to take that option away from yourself?
I don't know. Which is that's strange for sure. But that's happening. And yeah, look forward to a PAX online shit. I'm assuming Axe got canceled too, right? I haven't heard about it, but I'm assuming that's what happened.
Well, you know what
Anime
I heard is
Expo.
You know what I heard is not. Evil. Oh yeah, Anime Expo has to be. That's yeah. way too many motherfuckers. I'll tell you what's not canceled though. SDC, San Diego Comic-Con.
Are they doing an online thing though?
Yeah, apparently it's going to be an online yeah. version. And I heard the releases will be limited, but I heard Marvel signed on, and I heard a few people are signed on to fucking do it. So it's
is
like,
it going
to
be another Hall H or F or whatever it is?
Maybe. I don't know.
Channel H.
But yeah, at least that's still happening for
that's
now.
That's cool.
All right, my turn?
Yeah.
Deadline learned earlier this week, Nickelodeon's going to be rebooting the Ninja Turtles movie yet again. Fuck. I'm kind of like, don't want this to happen anymore. I'm like, dude, just stop making turtle movies for like 10 years.
Yeah.
Or like 5 years at least.
They rebooted the series like too soon for me too. That's why I haven't like watched Turtles, the new series at all.
Yeah, I don't fuck with that animated one they got. I like the last one so much.
Yeah, the CGI Nickelodeon one was dope. And then like literally like a year later after that ended, they started this new one, which I was like, no, too soon.
Yeah.
So I haven't touched that at all. But yeah, fucking, it's like Spider-Man, fucking Amazing Spider-Man and shit. Straight to fucking Homecoming and everything.
Well, okay, that being said, last one was made by Michael Bay, right?
Yes.
The sequel to the shitty one.
Yeah, and there was two of them.
Yeah, the sequel to the shitty one. So it's funny you bring up Amazing Spider-Man, because Amazing Spider-Man 2 sucked ass. And then Homecoming came out.
I don't know, but okay.
I mean, I hated it.
I didn't hate it. I thought it was a good story. I liked everything. I didn't like what they did with the fucking Green Goblin, but...
Electro?
Okay, he was kind of weird, but he was new to me.
Okay, so yeah, anyway. All right, but you get the idea. I didn't like it because it was just weird. They twisted too much Spider-Man mythology.
Okay.
That's not the point. The point is that movie didn't do well, and then Homecoming came out, and everyone was fucking happy with it, right?
Yep.
So this movie might have those possibilities.
Okay.
Because it will be done by Gray Pictures, Point Gray Pictures, sorry, and it will be written by Seth Rogen.
Okay.
Right?
Huh.
I know, that's what I was like, right? It's going to be also produced by Evan Goldberg and James Weaver. Now, I'm sorry, James Weaver and Jeff Rowe, sorry. James Weaver is from
Sounds
Gravity
familiar.
Falls.
Okay.
Have you ever seen that show?
No.
It's an animated
but I
show.
Heard good stuff about it.
Dude,
it, yeah.
You would love it. It's on Disney Plus.
Oh.
Yeah, it's right there because it's a Disney show.
Animated or?
Animated.
Okay.
It's called Gravity Falls. It's about people, this little family that owns a shack, like a souvenir shop.
Oh,
right, cool. Between like famous cities. And it's just got a bunch of weird supernatural shit keeps happening in that little area that they live in.
Hmm.
It's a funny little cartoon thing, but it has some random adult humor in it.
Okay.
Not too much that it would throw the kids off, but enough that the adults would be watching like, the fuck did they just say?
Yeah.
Like, right?
Yeah.
And it's a great show. And so knowing that producer is working on this and Seth Rogen's writing it makes me feel like this could be pretty funny. And it could be very Ninja Turtles, because who is Seth Rogen if not Michelangelo? He's like Michelangelo if Michelangelo smoked weed, you know?
Like,
that's Seth Rogen, you
imagine?
Know?
Shit.
Oh, yeah, man, hopefully that doesn't come in. Because I was like, if he were to get away with it, I'm sure he would have Michelangelo smoking weed.
But yeah,
hopefully
for sure.
That doesn't go that far. I don't hate this prospect of him doing it. I'm just really mad that they're doing it so soon, you know? Like, can we let it breathe a bit? I know it's been like 3 years.
I'm okay with it because I did not watch the second Turtle by Michael Bay. It's been a few years now. So, okay then. Fine. I'm okay with it. I'm going to let that one slide. Only because I didn't watch it.
Yeah.
Also, though, Seth Rogen did have his hand in the Green Hornet.
Yeah.
As far as old IPs go. Yeah. So, that was pretty good.
I didn't see it, but I heard it was good.
I liked it. It was a good time. So I feel like I kind of trust him with this.
I feel like Ninja Turtles is a good fit for Seth Rogen's type of humor.
Yeah.
I'm down with it. Just don't let us down, Seth.
Yeah.
I don't think he will. I'm cool with it. And the guy who does Gravity Falls is producing it, so he's okay with adult humor and kid shit.
Yeah.
That's the other reason I'm okay with it.
And
like,
it's a good series. I'm assuming it has some like a good lore and like a good storyline and all that.
It does. And it's like Adventure Time, but it happens faster. The first season...
Adventure Time fucking is crazy. What do you mean it happens faster?
Well, listen, because like the first season of Gravity Falls is like one-off episodes. Like you said, you could be doing shit while watching Gravity Falls. In season two, you can't do that anymore.
Because
apparently shit starts happening there. And like there's actually a running plot at that point. And there's three seasons. So it's kind of like... It's in the vein of what you were talking about with Adventure Time. As far as like them selling you one show and then giving you another show halfway through.
Yeah,
you know, like,
yeah.
But okay. So hopefully that happens and it is happening, but hopefully it's good.
All we gotta see now is just like some artwork of what the turtles are gonna look like.
There's no concept art yet.
Cause that's always like a big thing that kind of like makes and breaks it for most people.
It's true. It's a deal breaker. That's why we didn't watch that magical turtle thing. Not that they weren't good, but they're weird.
They introduced magic into it. Yeah. So that's why I haven't like, you know, watched it too. Cause I'm like, I'm not sure how I feel about that yet.
Well, for me, it was the look of the turtles that I didn't like. I mean, obviously the magic is weird, but I think I might be able to look past it, but I didn't like their look. Like Raphael with that headband and being all bulky.
Yeah,
and
he's the biggest fucking turtle, too.
And Leonardo looks like a... I mean, I don't care what anyone says. Leonardo looks like a fucking girl, bro.
But he's also not the leader either, though. Ralph's the leader.
And that's even weirder. Yeah. I'm like, okay. But, you know, whatever. I'm not going to say anything else because I've never seen it, so it's not fair for me to judge it. AJ, it's news?
Yeah, I haven't seen it either. Kingdom Hearts is getting a rhythm game.
Okay.
For the Switch, I believe. So if anyone likes rhythm...
Oh, wait, a Kingdom Hearts rhythm game?
Yeah, a Kingdom Hearts rhythm game.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, so if anyone likes Kingdom Hearts, look out for this. I'm assuming you're going to get a bunch of, like, just, you know, Kingdom Hearts-themed songs. I haven't played a lot of Kingdom Hearts in a long time, so I'm not sure what to look forward to here. But, yeah, look out for that new rhythm game featuring, you know, the Disney characters and whatnot. So I don't know what to expect from it, and I don't know when it's coming out, but this is something that Square Enix announced just a couple weeks ago here. Okay. Melody of Memories, apparently, is what it's going to be called. That's cool.
I like the name.
Yeah. So look out for that. Oh, there's going to be some online battles with it, too. That looks cool.
Okay. Here's a report that I got that I thought was really interesting. After this, you want to do Music of the Week? Or you want to do one
Maybe.
More? Okay. All right.
Maybe do one more. I'll do one more after.
Okay. So it leaked earlier this week that Kingdom Hearts... It will be having a TV show on Disney Plus.
Oh, okay. That's right? Cool.
This is a leak. This is a rumor.
All right.
Right?
Rumor.
All right. And so they asked Jeremy Conrad who the rumor came from. And he says he further confirmed with his source from Disney that, yes, it's true. They will be making a Kingdom Hearts TV show. Now, this is where things start to get weird, because Disney, it seems like, kind of confirmed that that wasn't a lie, but now we're having mixed rumors as to whether it's going to be live action or CGI.
Reason just resubscribed, by the way. Oh, I can do, score. What's this thanks button do? Thanks.
Send thanks.
Oh, what the heck is this?
Do it. Do it.
I don't know what that does.
Do it. I feel like the Emperor from Star Wars.
Reason? Where's that sound bite?
R-E-R-S-S.
Oh, my bad. I got fucking like multiples going on at the same time there.
Yeah, but this guy, Jeremy Conrad, is known for leaking a lot of Disney shit, and he's usually really accurate about it.
Mm-hmm.
And he's saying that they are definitely talking about doing this. The thing that cannot be confirmed is whether it's going to be live action or CGI. That's the question. And I think that's the make or break. Honestly, I don't know if we need a live-action Kingdom. How would that even fucking work?
CGI would be both.
Yeah, I don't want to see a kid interacting with CGI characters trying to fight monsters. It's too much sometimes. I'd rather have, especially since I've seen some of these CGI shows and movies pull off, like, for example, Pokemon Evolution. Is that what it's called? The remake of the Mewtwo one?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, that's great. I loved it. I watched it. It was fucking cool.
But it's from animated to CGI, which makes sense because it's still animated.
Mm-hmm. So, but the Kingdom Hearts games are animated,
yeah,
too.
They're CGI already, so just keep it CGI.
That's what I'm saying.
Or go animated. Go, like, drawing. That's fine.
Dude, if it was fucking anime style, like hand-drawn, I'd be fucking extra down with that. But I don't think they're going to do that. That'd be cool if they did. But right now, the rumor is between CGI versus live action. And I just don't know, bro. I don't think it'll be good if it's live action. And
no, I hope they don't go that route because that might make it more weird.
Yeah, it's just going to be weird.
It kind of take you out of it a little bit, I would feel.
Exactly. It would take you out of the story because you're like, okay, there's this real person. And if the kid's not casted right, then the whole thing's thrown out the window. Yeah. You know, like, it's just like, let's just CGI it, you know?
Yeah. Is there any word about whether or not it's going to be like retelling the story?
Yeah, I think it's 100% supposed to be a retelling.
Okay, that's cool. Now I don't have to play the games.
Yeah, I think that's what they were kind of getting. I'm not going to lie, AJ. I think that's kind of what they were getting at. Because, you know, there's a lot of remake versions of the games and collections that have everything together. I don't see a point in them making, like, a spinoff thing at this point. Because some people just don't play the games, period. And they want this to grow. So it's like, come on.
Yeah, so yeah, as long as that'd be cool. Like, I'll be down to watch it if it retells the story because I only played like probably 50% of the first game and that's it.
Also, I agree with your reason. Fuck 5G, bro. It's faster in general, but when it fucks up, it's useless. Compared to 3G.
The thing with 5G too is that it's their frequency is really good if there's no boundaries in between.
So dumb. Anyway. All right, AJ, you want to throw one more before we do Music of the Week?
Yeah, so The Simpsons. You watch The Simpsons, right?
I love The Simpsons.
At some point, there was a golf game showed in the series somewhere. I think I might remember this, but not too well. But there's a game that they kind of showed in the series called Lee Carvalho's Putting Challenge.
Oh, I remember that. Yeah, what about it?
So that's like 25 years ago that happened.
Yeah.
Apparently, someone made it into an actual game.
Shut the fuck up.
Yeah, so now you can actually go and play that shit. Some fan just kind of made the game. It might be a browser game, so you might be able just to log in.
Because you know they made that. Website. They totally made that as a response to the Tiger Woods video games that were coming out at the time. Remember, like,
you think so? Yeah.
No, for sure.
Yeah.
Because remember, like,
oh, that's true.
Because we were already like, okay, NBA Jam, whatever, NBA Live, like whatever. Tiger Woods, what? Tiger Woods golf? Like, why are we playing this? I feel like Simpsons was trying to be funny about that and pick someone even more boring than Tiger Woods and say, oh, this is their golf challenge. You know? But it's fucking crazy.
It's already 7:30. Should we skip Music of the Week?
I don't want to.
I know. It's the last one, right? Yeah, but this tournament's going to start at 8.
Fuck, man.
There's reasons, by the way. Not like reason,
I've been wanting
reason,
to
but
play
like,
this song all week
purpose.
For like 2 weeks. Really?
So the other thing that I'm kind of okay with because Twitch is currently getting like it's under the microscope for like record companies right now. And so like they're willing to ban or like cut off people's stream like midstream if they're like playing any copyrighted music. And they're going after clips too. I don't think our clips have anything like that, but that's the thing that's happening right now, which might also bring us to end Music of the Week. Just saying.
No, I think that, didn't we just say that's what's going to happen, right?
Yes, I'm just saying right now that that's what we're going to do, and we're kind of going to have a final Music of the Week at some point, and I guess it might be today.
Fuck it, let's just do it right now. We're wasting time.
All
final
right,
Music
then,
of the Week.
Fine.
Final Music of the Week. Just play it real quick. We'll even
music
talk over it.
Music power.
All right, Music of the Week. AJ, say it.
It's part of the show where we share some music with you. It's what we've been listening to and what we think you should be listening to.
Yes, and from now on, it'll be retroactive. But for now, my last song for Music of the Week is by Run the Jewels because they just put out a new album.
Oh, sweet.
Yeah, bro, and it's fucking fire. The song is called Just, and I will not tell you who's featured in it until it's over.
All right.
AJ?
All right, since this might be our final Music of the Week, I'm going to play a track I haven't played on Music of the Week before. But it is like one of my all-time favorite tracks, and it's Gym Class Heroes, Viva La White Girl.
Ooh, have we never played that?
I don't think we've ever played it on the show.
I think you're right.
I purposely never chose to play it just because I wanted to save it for something special someday.
I think I've never put it on. Yeah, I don't remember.
And that is literally like one of my all-time favorite tracks.
It's great.
So that would be my track for possibly the last time we'll play live music on our show.
Yeah. Otherwise, you can always go to our Spotify playlist.
I'm thinking maybe we just like update it once a week and just say, hey, we added a new track. This, our music of the week is we added this and
ooh,
this.
Ooh, hey, I got an idea for you, AJ. But all right, we'll talk on the break. All right, we'll be back after these messages.
That's right.
Mastered economics, cause you took yourself from squalor. Slave. Mastered academics, cause your grades say you a scholar. Slave. Mastered Instagram, cause you can instigate a follow.
Shit.
Look at all these slave masters posing on your dollar. Get it?
Yeah. Look at all these slave masters posing on your dollar.
Get it?
Look at all these slave masters posing on your dollar.
Get it?
Look at all these slave masters posing on your dollar.
Get it?
Look at all these slave masters.
Been it time, I'm on mine, I be minding mine. Every time, on my grind, I'm just trying to shine. Make a dollar, government, they want a dozen dimes. The petty kind might kill you cause they see you shine. I done had to have a talk with myself many times. Am I a hypocrite cause I know I did any crime. I get broke too many times, I might slang some pine. You believe corporations running marijuana. Your country being ran by a casino owner. Ooh, pedophile sponsor all these fucking racist bastards. And I told you once before that you should kill your master. Now that's the line that's probably gonna get my ass up.
Master of these politics, you swear that you got options. Right? Master of opinion, cause you vote with the white collar. Right? The 13th Amendment says that slavery's abolished.
Yeah.
Look at all these slave masters posing on your dollar. Get it?
Look at all these slave masters.
We'll get high and high. We all lust to the glamorous white girl. So fine, going up on the downtown line. We get high and high. We all lust to the glamorous white girl. So fine.
All right, that was Music of the Week. The first one was Run the Jewels, and the song was called Just, featuring Pharrell and Zach De La Roca of Rage Against the Machine.
And yeah, that was crazy.
All right, and the second one was Viva La White Girl by Gym Class Heroes.
Gym Class Heroes, yeah. One of my favorites for sure.
Yeah.
All right.
It's a classic. That's a hard-to-beat song.
Yeah, so again, that might be our last Music of the Week, but we'll give you more information next week, I suppose.
Yes. I didn't tell you what I was thinking, AJ, but I'll try to tell you after we're done.
Yeah.
All right. Back into the news.
All right.
Okay. This is the news.
The
news.
I got some.
All right. Real quick. Japan is fashioning a Gundam.
Oh, shit.
But it's not like like the other Gundams we've seen.
Yeah, they already have a Gundam.
Guess what? This one will walk.
Okay.
That's a fucking game changer right there, bro. They've never fucking walked before. This one will walk.
This other one lighted up.
Yeah, lighting up is cool and all. I appreciate that. Activating is nice. This one will walk.
All right. I'm down.
And it will debut in October.
So that means in another, like, maybe 5 years, it'll fly,
It's going to fly. And it's going to fight wars 5 years after that.
Oh, shit.
Right? Because, like, we went from a statue to something that fucking transforms to now something that's walking.
Yeah.
So I mean, every 2 years, I'm like, what the fuck is going on, Japan?
So at the very least, in 10 years, they'll have a weaponized robot.
And so, AJ, this goes back to what I was saying last year. I'm like, watch these motherfuckers, because if they have that shit, they must have the next thing. They're just not giving it to us yet, you know? Like, so I'm like, I don't know. It's a little creepy. I feel it's a weird timing, but it's awesome, but it's kind of creepy. I'm like, it's just going to fucking walk. Like, it can move. It can be independent of any attachments. I'm like, what?
Or maybe it'll have a cable on it like Evangelion's.
Okay. If there's a cable on it, I'll be cool.
They better do an Evangelion next, man.
No, bro. That's terrifying. I don't need that to happen. I don't need that to be real.
Made the exact same way they're made in Evangelion. Somehow.
We can make it out of you, not me, motherfucker.
Oh, fuck. I don't think they want that.
Yeah. Oh. But yeah, it's October will be the debut of.
Oh shit! This shit's almost done.
That's what I'm telling you. This year, October, oh, they're gonna shit. Fucking debut it, and it's just gonna be walking around and fucking hopefully not waving to people. I don't know, but it's happening. Hey, man, they said they got it. They said it's gonna be cool. It's gonna work.
I'm down to challenge this to a breakdance battle.
Damn! Break out the cardboard. You gotta get a lot of cardboard. Gonna need a lot of cardboard, bro. AJ.
Oh man. All right, so Pokemon had a plethora of announcements last two couple weeks. For one, there's a new app out there now for kids called Pokemon Smile, already available, and this is to help kids brush their teeth. So what you do is open the app, and the camera comes on, and it's looking at the kid, and then you got to look at the camera and have the kid brush his or her teeth, and as they're doing that, they're catching Pokemon and shit.
Oh.
And it's actually timed and all that too, so like making sure they're brushing for the correct amount of time and all that. And then, yeah, and at the end, you might have caught some Pokemon in the process. So this is a cool way to get kids to kind of catch Pokemon and brush their teeth at the same time.
I fuck with it. I like that.
Other thing they announced is this puzzle game called Pokemon Cafe Mix. This looks very similar to Zoom Zooms. If you've ever been to like a Round 1 arcade or some shit like that, they had this big machine there for Zoom Zooms, which is our little Disney, you know, pillow-looking plushies. It's a simple-ass game where like it's a big fucking board of just random shit, and then you got to draw your hand across the screen to connect everything that like is similar. Very simple game, very like connect them all type of thing. You just do it with your finger, swipe it around, make a big circle, probably all in a circle, the authors appear, new shit drops in. It's one of those type of puzzle games, you know,
like a learning kind of. Okay,
yeah, but except it's with Pokemon, called Pokemon Cafe Mix, and I heard it's pretty fun until you realize, you know, there's a lot of like, you know, oh, buy this to continue type of thing going on, you know.
Oh my god, like,
yeah, it's kind of like one of those, yeah, like a pay to play thing eventually kind of goes on in there.
We do not support that, and I'm focused.
So it's free to start and all that, but yeah, if you want to continue further, you might have to pay some shit. Also, Pokemon Go Fest is going digital. We're getting Mega Evolutions in Pokemon Go now, which gets me excited because I get to get a Mega Mawile. And then also they announced new Pokemon Snap for this.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. We've never talked about it. Oh, you're right.
But that's something else they announced.
Do we know any details about that yet?
No, nothing.
Just that it's going to happen.
Other than it's going to happen, yeah. And they kind of showed us some previews of it. It looks pretty dope and all that. But that's pretty much all they showed us. A little trailer is about it.
Isn't it funny how like Pokemon Snap was the game none of us wanted when it came out, but we were like, oh, this is pretty cool.
That was a fucking badass game. No one really asked for it. Yeah. Everyone was like, what? But once you played it, you were hooked.
Yeah, dude, exactly. Because I remember when that was the first Nintendo 64 Pokemon game coming out, everyone was fucking disappointed. Like, what? Like, no battling? Really? Like,
I didn't hear any disappointment because I think all I heard was like, this game's pretty dope. And I was like, all right, I'm getting this shit.
See, I bought it in the first wave. Like, I pre-ordered it. So
I didn't pre-order it.
I pre-ordered it because it was Pokemon.
I bought it when it came
out.
You know
what I mean? And, like, everyone's, like, found out there was no battling. And everyone was like, it's fucking whack. But then you played it. And then, like, after, it was funny because when you first went to school, the first weekend after you had it, everyone's like, oh, that game's fucking whack. The second week of school, people are like, actually, that game's pretty good. How far did you get? You
know? Yeah.
Like, all of a sudden, people are talking about it. Like,
you do Mew yet? What?
Yeah, exactly. Mew's not in that game. Like, what? Yeah, so that game's actually pretty good. It turned out to be amazing. For only having 5 or 6 levels, it's fucking great.
Yeah, it's like only 6, maybe 8. Something very low like that, though.
Yeah, and I'm hoping this one could have even 20 levels. That'd be great.
And it had replayability, too. It's like, even though you beat it, you unlock shit later on that made you go back.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Especially to unlock Mew and all that. So yeah, hopefully they do a very similar shit. And fucking think about it now. Back then, it was only 150 Pokemon. Now we have like 800 Pokemon, dude.
Hey, can you imagine the hidden Pokemon, the secrets they can pull on you?
Damn.
Because, dude, some of the ones they got me in the other one, I fucking didn't see it. And then someone would tell me at school, or I'd be random and just try something.
Mm.
And then all of a sudden, oh, fuck, that's a Pokemon. How did I not notice? Like, you know?
I might have had a strategy guide for it. I think I got a strategy guide for it.
I wish I would have, because that would have been helpful.
So I fucking learned, like, oh, the fucking Charizard? You fucking push the fucking Charmeleon to the lava? Really?
You know what's funny?
You get a Charizard like that?
That's the first game where I did it myself, I think. I feel like that's the first game where a strategy guide didn't have to fucking guide me. I was, like, fucking around with it, you know, until shit figured out. But prior to that, I feel like I was a strategy game guy.
Yeah, like fucking putting the Magnemites together to get Magneton or...
Yeah. Oh, you know what the one was for me? Who was it that you had to...
That was weird.
The hardest one, the one that first caught my eye was something in the electric level in the power plant.
Was it fucking leading Pikachu fucking so far fucking to get the Zapdos egg and shit?
Yeah, but
that was ridiculous.
I didn't know about the Zapdos egg. I just thought it was fun to see how long I could keep Pikachu with me.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't know, bro. I was like, oh, okay. And then I remember he had some weird reaction next to a machine, and I lost him. And I was like, what the fuck? And then you have to make him, like, activate the machine, and then it opens up a whole other part. It was just a good game, bro.
Yeah, it was a good time.
It always made me feel like I wish roller coaster rides or, like, theme park rides were like this.
Huh.
Interactive, where you could make different shit happen, you know?
That, like, Buzz Lightyear shit, maybe. Have you done that yet?
I've done that. You can get different scores, but you can't change your path.
Ah, okay.
You know, I wish there was, like, secret rooms and secret shit you could go
always
in.
Freaking thought, what was it? Indiana Jones. I always thought there was a secret path in that shit. Well, you're going straight, and then you go to the side.
Well, bro.
And it's like, what's in that door?
It's not a secret path, but there's three paths with three different backgrounds, and they tell you three different things.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. So,
there are other doors you can
go. There are other doors.
I think I've only gotten to two of them.
Yeah, so one room, they show you gold, a whole bunch of money you can get. And the guy tells you, oh, you seek fortune or whatever, right? Next one shows you a gang of water and blue shit. And it says, you seek youth, huh? The fountain of youth. And then they show you different art when you go in that room. And the third room is, like, fucking scary. Like, I think it's all, like, death and, like, skeletons and shit.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, but it's,
I gotta do that shit again because I don't remember it.
It's the only part that's different, though, is which room you go into. Mm-hmm. And then after that first initial room you go into with this, you know, where Indiana Jones is telling you to get out.
Uh-huh.
After that part, it's the same.
It's the same, okay.
But the first, like, 2 minutes, 3 minutes will change depending on which path you go.
Ah, okay. That's cool.
So you weren't wrong. You were right.
All
right.
Well, hopefully this new Pokemon Snap does the same shit. And then after that event, because that was 2 weeks ago, they're like, all right, next week we're going to have another announcement. And that was last week. And that announcement was a game called Pokemon Unite. Everyone was
what
hoping.
Is that?
Everyone was hoping, though. I was hoping, too. All right, fucking Sinnoh remake. Fucking Diamond and Pearl remake.
That's
no.
What...
No.
Too easy.
Yeah, that was too easy. Nope, they're going to fucking throw us a fucking curveball, dude. We're getting a fucking Pokemon MOBA. You know what a MOBA is?
Mm-mm.
You know League of Legends? That's a MOBA. I think it's called... A
mobile fighting game?
No, not a... Actually, it is on mobile, too, but I think MOBA stands for a multi-online battle arena. So it's like StarCraft, except you don't control a whole army. You just control, like, one character. And maybe that one character makes a small little army. That's about it. It's kind of like that form.
Yeah.
Except it's 5 versus 5.
Oh, interesting. Okay.
Yeah, so that's basically what it is. League of Legends and Dota, those are some of the... Oh, and Heroes of the Storm, those are like the most popular MOBAs right now that exist. And Pokemon's getting to that. And the thing that's weird is that they teamed up with Tencent to make this game. And Tencent owns Riot. Riot owns League of Legends.
All right.
So we're getting a League of Legends... Pokemon game. It looks pretty fun, though. I'm down for it. Everyone else is kind of upset about this shit, but I'm down because I've been wanting to try like League of Legends and shit. So look out for that. No date on most of this shit that I mentioned, except for Smile and Cafe. They're like, they're already out.
Yep. Okay. All right, AJ, let's fucking power through. You only got a few minutes. I know you got to fight. I don't know if I'll be able to, but if I can, real quick.
Oh, they already called me out too.
Oh shit. So, okay. All right, cool, let's make it fast. Stan Lee's daughter tried to sue Marvel to get the intellectual property back, but he made a deal way back in 98 with Pal Comics, and that shit is theirs. She lost that suit and now is being countersued for $1 million.
What the fuck?
Yeah. I get her, and I feel bad for her, but at the same time, I'm like, fuck, he did that a long time ago. You cannot get that back just because he's dead. That sucks, but that's business. Like, I feel bad for her, you know? Yeah. But, like, you can't just get money off your dad's shit. I'm sorry. Like, you gotta fucking, there's another way.
Yeah.
You know, anyway, that was a real quick thing I want to say. Margot Robbie.
Wait, I have an idea. Do you want to pause the show? Let me do a match or two and then just continue?
You want to pause the show?
Yeah.
You're a crazy motherfucker, AJ.
I am.
And I like it. Let's pause it.
You want to pause the show?
We'll be back. All right,
let's get one more story in.
Okay, fine.
Give us your next one.
Margot Robbie is now commissioned to be the lead actress in the new Pirates of the Caribbean movie.
Oh, shit. They're fucking continuing that shit?
Well, we don't know. We don't know if it's a reboot.
They better not reboot that shit.
We don't know. We don't know if it's a reboot.
They better not.
Continuation? We don't know.
Like, we're about to do a continuation. Why can't they do that shit, right?
All we know all we know is that the writer from the Birds of Prey movie, you know, the... is going to be the lead writer for this.
Okay.
And the guys that produced the previous movies will be the same motherfuckers. But that doesn't tell us anything. It could be a reboot. She could be Jacqueline Sparrow. Or it could actually continue the story and she may be related to him or maybe not related
to
him at all.
Like a daughter of Jack Sparrow?
No, I was thinking that she would be the like new a sister. The new, no,
or just if it's a reboot, the reboot, they just
Jacqueline Sparrow.
Oh, okay.
Because Margot Robbie's wild and crazy and whimsical, like Jack, like Johnny Depp.
Like Johnny Depp, yeah.
So I'm like, oh, I wonder whimsical. If this is, you know, like yeah, that, no, that's the, you know what I'm saying? They're whimsical, you know, like I'm like okay. So I feel like that could be a thing. I'm not against it. It could be really good, especially I like Margot Robbie's acting, so I feel like she would pull it off. I just don't want it to be a reboot. I would like it
to
continue.
I don't want
it to
be a reboot either.
Yeah, and I would like to see her cross with Jack Sparrow in some way.
Dude, would have like Jack Sparrow never hooked up with anyone, right? I haven't seen the last Pirates.
No, he never does.
There... So what if this is like he finds his like true love finally and is like just fucking just like her. And then he dies.
Or,
dude. And then she picks up the series.
Or she's been chasing him.
And this whole time.
She's a wilder pirate than him, always been chasing him.
Huh.
That could be fun too. Martina after Zelos, you know?
Right.
Okay. But yeah, with that said, we're going to take a little quick break, hopefully. We'll see how AJ's matches go, and then we'll be back with you guys in the next maybe 30 minutes. We'll see.
Yeah, if it goes by fast or if I'm badass enough, we'll be back in an hour.
We will not be mad at you if you don't want to hang out, but feel free to tune back in and see if we're back on. Everything else about your gameplay, like how you take your time, is good. Like sometimes you just kind of go in a little too quick and like it's not time yet, you know?
Yeah, I think that's only because like I don't know the character that well, so I'm not sure when it's safe to go in and when I shouldn't go in. If I see a move, you know, usually you see a move like, oh yeah, he reeled back a lot. I should have time to go in, but sometimes you don't realize how fast they can recover from shit.
And especially that guy, Geralt, he has a lot of moves that kind of look laggy, but they're not. Mm. Like that's kind of his thing.
Yeah, for sure.
And, dude, he has that 1-2 that you need to get an eye for. Because every time you actually did something after, you fucking hit him. He does a 1-2 that's real fucking fast.
Mm.
And it seems like he'll be able to block. But no, you caught him almost every time.
Or it seems like there'll be like a third hit sometimes too.
Yeah, yeah.
That's
actually,
the other thing.
That's what it is. Yeah, because he stops. Mm-hmm. So you're kind of waiting for him to like turn around and
do
something.
Do some other shit. Yeah, exactly.
But bro, like every time you actually swung after he did that 1-2, you got him. And that's like his go-to move. I always see fucking Geralt's doing that move. And it's not
it's fast, probably, yeah.
But it's not safe.
Yeah, okay.
I need to learn from it too. Because he's fucking fucks Taki up all the time,
yeah,
dude.
Yeah, well, next time then, I guess it's something to look out for.
Yeah.
But that's all it is now, I feel like, in Soul Calibur for me, is like knowing the character now. Knowing when I'm safe to go in, when I'm not, when I should be blocking, when I should be looking out for lows and shit like that.
I think
that's what I've been getting catch with now.
I think this is when character versus videos comes in, bro. You should start watching character versus videos.
Oh, maybe I should.
Because, bro, I seen Taki's like, every time Nightmare does that fucking one long-ass combo that fucks up your guard and fucking pushes you back like almost to the edge, Taki always responds no matter who the as long as it's a pro Taki, they always respond with the same fucking combo. And don't get me wrong, their defense is fucked after Nightmare does that, but they always fucking come back. Same combo, it's a long ass fucking combo, and it always works, and their guard's almost back to normal by the end of it.
Right.
So it's like you gotta look for those things. I gotta look for those things too.
Yeah,
because you were fucking him up, bro. Like he really didn't know what you were gonna do a lot of those times, dude.
That's one thing that I'm proud of now that I can do now is that when I get the opening, usually I can go ahead and do some decent damage now.
Yeah,
and that's one thing that I'm proud that I can do now.
And your mix up is good because, you know, sometimes I feel like my mix up gets predicted, and I hate that. But I did not see any of them predict any of your response mix up.
Mm.
Like when you threw a mid, they got hit. When you threw a low, they got hit. And I'm like, okay, you're doing something right.
Mixing it up.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I feel like I mix it up, but it doesn't come out right. So, like, whatever you're doing something right. So keep it up, bro.
Yeah. I also, maybe I was just mixing up right, but I just also feel like maybe he wasn't that familiar with Tollum.
That too. Oh, I did kind of get that vibe a little
maybe
bit.
Maybe a little bit of both. I don't know.
That Astaroth seemed mad familiar with Tollum.
Yeah, yeah. Like, I couldn't get in.
He knew what to look for.
Yeah, like, I want to get in, but he wasn't letting me. And then before I can get in, I get smacked by something.
But, and you know, that's my new rule, bro. Because I fight Mitsurugis and Raphaels. And I can tell when they know Taki, because they don't do shit, bro. They just kind of like play defense and just kind of like wait for me to come in. And as soon as I do something overcommitted, they start fucking me up. And I'm like, you know what? Whenever I see Raphael or Mitsurugi, I'm not going to do shit. I'm going to block, I'm going to step in and step back and see what the fuck they do.
Yeah, yeah.
And I play way better when I do that.
Yeah.
Because, like, those, I don't know if those characters specifically have good responses to Taki or whatever.
I think Mitsurugi definitely has an advantage over both Tollum and Taki just because of the short range and he's good mid-range.
Actually, he is the counter pick for Taki, Mitsurugi.
I know Tollum has. Like, I've seen, like, the Discord for Tollum, you know, talk about, like, yeah, Mitsurugi definitely is an issue.
Yeah.
You got to be super patient and just get him on the whiffs. Like, that's all you can really do.
Yeah. You know, that's when it goes back to that level of like extreme like skill playing. Cause,
yeah, and just knowing the character too.
Yeah, because it reminds me of when we started playing Smash Brothers, like, and I was like, you know, I was Sheik. I'm the fastest character. I should be able to just fucking go nonstop on people all the time. And some people were like, no, sometimes you got to use that speed for defense. And I didn't like that. But you know what I mean? Like, you got to use that speed, the fact that you can get away from them quick or you can block quicker than them. I didn't like that. I'm like, no, I want to fucking beat them to the punch. They're like, you're not going to fucking beat Mark to the punch, bro. Like, you have to get in your head. Like, you're not going to beat him to that. So, yeah, that's pretty cool. That's pretty cool, man.
But yeah, good matches. So going back to the podcast now, like, did we just do Wednesday night fights? I just got my ass kicked, but it was a good time. It went by quick too.
Mm-hmm. You did quick. Well too. All right,
back news. To the news. Yeah, right. where were we?
last thing we talked about
was I did the Pokemon shit. All
right, so and my
you
turn.
Did you did something? Oh, you talked about Stan Lee, and you did the what was the other thing you just talked
Splash.
About?
No, I didn't do it.
No,
what did I talk about? Stan Lee, Walking Gundam.
Walking Gundam. I think that's the last thing we talked about.
All right, your turn.
All right. So, in other news, speaking of esports and tournaments and Wednesday night fights, so we go to the esports arena, right? And we go to the Anaheim one in Orange County, and that's the SoCal one. And there's two other ones in NorCal. One of them is in Oakland, but not anymore.
Oh, why not?
It's closing.
Why?
Because of the pandemic and because there's been no one there for the past few months, most likely. And I'm pretty sure maybe it wasn't doing that well already.
Sports
and just made it worse.
Gaming sports spots are always struggling.
Yeah, so they're closing. So that's something that's sad. Also, another thing that's closing that's maybe kind of sad and maybe also a little hilarious. Mixer, remember what Mixer is?
No, what's that?
It's the Twitch competitor.
Oh, they fucked with
this. So we talked about this. This is made by Microsoft too, by the way. This is Microsoft's Twitch, pretty much, and couple of months ago we talked about that they actually went ahead and sniped Ninja, one of the biggest streamers out there right now, does a lot of Fortnite shit. I'm not sure what he's doing nowadays, but they Mixer went ahead and paid him like I don't know how many millions to go exclusive to Mixer. And he went for it, he did it, right?
Yeah.
And then we also had a story too. I forgot about this until I thought about it a little bit harder. I think someone mentioned it too, but after he did that, Twitch was a little butthurt about it. And they,
I think you did talk
yeah,
about
it
this,
was
yeah.
Twitch / Ninja, and on there he the fucking 30 million is the rumors is what he got. Anyways, so on Twitch.tv/Ninja, if you went to that page, you're supposed to see Ninja's streaming channel, right? And if he wasn't there, you'll just see his page, like, oh, like here's some clips, right? Nah, they cut that shit all out and put his competitors on that page.
Wow, that's bitter. So, that's petty as fuck.
Yes, any competitors that were on Twitch, that's who you saw there on his page there, and. A couple days later, I think what happened was someone kind of took advantage of that or somehow got on the page. And there's a little bit of pornography going on.
What?
Someone who happened to be on who was, you know, on Ninja's page, one of those competitors, maybe not competitor. I'm not sure how they got there, but there is some pornography going on there, right?
Really?
And what sucks about that is that Ninja has a bunch of kid fans. So if a kid happened to be like, oh, let's see what Ninja is doing. Yeah, right? And Ninja, like, heard about it, and he was super upset about the whole shit, right? And he's like, yeah, Twitch is just, you know, kind of being an asshole about this whole thing, right? Pretty much how it went down. Not exact words, but you know what I mean.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, that's kind of, so Twitch and Ninja kind of not friends ever since, right? But now Mixer, only less than a year later, has decided they're going to pull the plug because Mixer has not been doing good.
They almost ruined this fool's career and they're going to pull the plug.
Yeah. I mean, they gave him a shitload of money, supposedly $30 million.
Fuck him.
So,
he's fine.
So that $30 million was supposed to be after like the 1 or 2 or 3 year contract he had, right? But because they had to cancel and close out Mixer earlier, he got paid out. So fool got paid. $10 million, supposedly. Oh, $10 million for Shroud. Shroud was another one who has a similar thing going on with him. He also got paid to go to Mixer.
Hmm.
But now, so I think Ninja supposedly is coming back to Twitch, even after all that whole thing, which is cool. So he got paid, and he's coming back, and probably going to make more money on Twitch, too. And also what sucks about Mixer, too, is that during this whole pandemic thing and quarantine, people being at home, right? So everyone wants to be a streamer now, right? Guess where people were going? Not Mixer.
Yeah, no, fuck no, Twitch, bro. That's the way.
Either Twitch or YouTube is like the other one, right?
Yeah.
Mixer is rolling everyone into Facebook gaming because Facebook also have a streaming service too, and both Shroud and Ninja have declined, and they're offering double what Mixer offered. So if Ninja got 30 million for going to Mixer, Facebook was probably offering 60 million.
Oh, okay, wow.
Yeah, but Ninja was like, nah, Because Facebook, who wants to be on Facebook, right?
No, it's fucking lame. I mean, it's fun if you're already established there, but if you're not, like, what's the fucking point? Dude, fuck that shit.
Right. Oh, shit. Cuckoo says Spotify is supposedly coming out with their own video streaming service.
Jesus.
Because they got Joe Rogan exclusively now on Spotify.
That's true.
And I guess that might be doing good for them.
Yeah.
So maybe they might venture off into streaming services, video.
Dude, Joe Rogan streaming. Has great... and a gang of content, so that makes sense that they want to take advantage of that.
Yeah. I never dug into Joe Rogan shit before,
really?
but I know some good shit there.
Dude, he's the master podcaster.
Yeah.
Dude, think about it. He started doing it when we started doing it.
Damn.
Look what he's doing and look what we're doing. You know what I mean? Like, just think about that. We started at the same time, you know? Like, I think it should make a point. You should definitely check out his shit. It's pretty interesting.
No, yeah, I'm down for it because...
But, you know, it's funny that you say that, though. Real quick, I want to say.
Yeah.
One thing that's similar between us and Joe Rogan is he's like, I never fucking looked at outside ideas of how to make my shit bigger. He's like, I just thought about what I wanted to do and to make it bigger and to make it grow and shit I liked, and that's what I did. That's what we do.
Yeah.
Like we
do the same shit, but honestly, I have a lot of influence from other things. And I was like, oh, I like what they did. How can I fucking put my own twist on it?
Yeah, but...
You know, because I'm AJ Twist.
I think that's the trick, though. The fact that you want to put your own feel on it rather than us trying to fucking copy someone. Like,
right, yeah.
Because that guy said his whole thing was there wasn't any platform doing what he wanted to be done.
Yeah.
You know, like I wanted it to be like this, and there's nothing like that, so I guess I got to make it myself.
That's true.
And we kind of did that, too.
And there ain't nothing like us but us, you know?
It really isn't, bro. Like, and we were doing it before some of the populars, you know? The same shit.
Yeah.
it's crazy. Anyway.
We'll see if that happens. That'd be cool. I'm not sure if we're gonna go over there, but you know, because Twitch, not only is it like here, we're here because it's Twitch and because it's gaming and all that, but only because it was JTV before that, and that's where we started.
We
on
got
JTV.
We got grandfathered in.
Yeah, we're on Justin.tv. We met some cool people here, like Reason, like Diplomats, actually, Ruckus and V Richter and all that. So we're staying here like because of that.
Yep.
So, anyways, just want to throw it out there.
Other quick news. I'll say two things real quick. Scott Pilgrim versus the World. They're going to be having a reshowing and a cast meetup for the reshowing. So all the cast will be there for the reshowing. They're to answer questions and to talk about the script, and they're going to read the script together too.
Kind of like a panel. Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, it's kind of like a panel. But the interesting is you're going to have Captain Marvel and Captain America there together.
Oh shit, that's right.
You know, Captain America, Captain Marvel, and Huntress.
Yeah, that's right.
So they're all going to be there together. That's funny because some of these people have really gone big since Scott Pilgrim. And it's pretty cool that they're all still interested in fucking doing some shit together, you know?
Homegirl, the lesbian lover chick?
Yeah.
That's Korra. Not Korra, my bad. Katara.
What?
She's the voice actress for Katara.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, what? I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Oh, that's fucking cool.
That's crazy.
That
so, yeah,
really
not
cool.
Only do we got fucking Captain America, Captain Marvel, and Huntress.
We got fucking Katara.
Yeah.
Fuck, man.
So, that's pretty cool. That's crazy, though. You know, I seen a couple of streamers do that, too. She went to my... Who went to your high school? We just mentioned so many chicks right now. Who went to your high school?
Like, are you talking about Captain Marvel? Are you talking about Huntress? Are you talking about Katara? which one are we talking about?
Yeah, which one are you talking about? But a lot of, who do I see? Community just did something very similar where they read the script of one of their episodes too.
Yeah. That shit's fun. You know?
Mae Whitman.
Yeah.
And that's Katara.
Okay.
That's cool.
Yeah. That's
so
fun.
You know, Katara, what the fuck? Not only did you meet fucking, one of the creators, but you also fucking know Katara. That's crazy.
Yeah, man. Take advantage, Steve. How come we ain't at fucking no viewings or nothing like that?
Why don't we have special voice acting gigs and fucking the next Avatar series and shit?
Friends. All right. So that's pretty cool. All right. Other news, real quick. Splash Mountain is going to be repurposing their ride. And so, for anyone that doesn't know the history, it's because Splash Mountain is centered around three characters: Brer Bear, Brer Fox, and Brer Rabbit. And these are characters from the old school Disney, way before Jungle Book, way before fucking, you know, Little Mermaid, old school Disney.
Mm-hmm.
And where this first comes from is the super fucking racist movie called Song of the South.
Oh, shit.
And,
okay.
Yeah. And one of the most famous Disney songs comes from that. And it's something that's even sang in Splash Mountain now. Zippity doo da, zippity a, whatever.
Yeah.
It's a fucking racist. It's a racist fucking mentality because it came from them having a slave. And, you know, that was the song the slave was singing. So eventually, I guess the social justice motherfuckers caught up to this and start giving Disney shit. And Disney just agreed to repurpose Splash Mountain into the Toad Princess.
Yeah, the Princess and the Frog.
Oh, Princess and the Frog. Is there a difference between Toad Princess and the Princess and the Frog? Same shit, right?
I don't know. I never heard of Toad Princess because the princess is not a toad.
Isn't that movie called The Toad Princess?
No, it's called The Princess and the Frog.
Is there not a Disney movie called The Toad Princess?
I don't think so.
I think there is, bro. I'll look into it. Anyway, moral of the story is going to be focused off of that more modern Disney cartoon. It will still have a very black feel to it, but it will not be a slavery one. It'll be a more empowered one.
Because the Princess and the Frog storyline has like a New Orleans type of feel and all that, too.
Exactly, which is very much black empowerment.
Mm-hmm. What's it called? Splash Mountain?
Yeah, a Toad Princess. You can just put that. Splash Mountain, Toad Princess. So basically, I'm guessing they're going to change the art. They're going to change the characters. They're probably going to change everything in it to reflect Toad Princess.
He's announced a major change to Splash Mountain. Okay, let's see. Yeah, I can't remember what the theme was in Splash Mountain because like someone brought it up. Yeah, that's Princess and the Toad right there.
In some countries, it is known as the Toad Princess.
Yeah, Princess and the Frog. Oh, really?
Yep.
That's crazy. Why is there fucking sound on this page?
They've been doing a lot of shit like that on pages lately. I've been noticing. Yeah, I'm like, dude, I thought we were past that.
That's why I don't like going to random websites all the time. It's CNN, though. What the fuck? You have enough money. You're not going to fucking shoot video ads at me, too. Damn.
But yeah, so they're going to be taking the Brer Bear and Brer Rabbit shit out and putting into Princess.
But it's Princess and Frog.
Princess and the Frog, sorry. Princess and the Frog. Morka. Princess and the Frog, yeah. But that's
cool because that cartoon, that movie needs more representation anyways. Because even when it came out, it still wasn't that popular.
Bro, and it's the last hand-drawn Disney movie. The last Disney princess, basically.
They actually went out of the way to make it hand-drawn because everything else wasn't before that.
Yeah.
Like, we're going to do hand-drawn for this one, too.
Yeah. Like, dude, I'm like that. I thought that movie was really good for that reason alone. It made me feel like an old fucking Disney movie.
I haven't seen it yet either, though. So
you should watch it.
But yeah, I do want to check it out, though. I just never got around to it. I Disney Plus, right?
Well, you know, you can watch on Disney Plus. Yeah, Song of the South. You won't be singing no Zippity Doodah anytime soon, bro. Okay, real quick, let's knock out a few more things.
Melee has rollback netcode in Project Dolphin. I just want to throw that out there.
Huh, interesting.
Yeah, fucking everyone else is struggling for a rollback netcode, and Melee is like, hey, you know, the creators that did the Dolphin, the Project Emulator thingy, and has Melee going on online and all that, they have rollback netcode, and everyone's been loving it so far. So that's cool.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, the new Smash character, by the way. So recently, previous episode of Unfocus, we talked about how there was going to be an ARMS character coming to Smash Brothers Ultimate on the Switch. Do you know who's coming?
Yeah.
Min Min. Who the fuck's Min Min, right?
Yeah, I have no idea what the fuck that is.
Actually, I did play a little bit of ARMS, and that's the character that I used throughout the thing that I played, the free trial that was out for a while. It was Min Min. So she's like this ramen. I think she owns a ramen shop or some shit. But yeah, no, it's just an ARMS character. Dope. She's dope, and I'm down to use her. Because in ARMS, you have two buttons. You have like a left punch and a right punch. That's kind of your two buttons, right? And you can control, like, which way they go and all that, too, in the game. That's how the games play. You should fucking choose where you want to hit, up, down, you know, medium. But left punch or right punch. And sometimes you can do them both together. Sometimes you can do one after the other, right? They kind of implemented that a little bit into Smash. So your A attacks is going to be, like, your one jab, and your B attack is going to be your other punch.
What?
Yeah. And the other thing that was cool about ARMS is that before you start a match, you can choose what attachment you have on your arm. So it gives you different powers. So, with the power of down B, you can change that, too. So, your B attack is going to be whatever you choose from your down B.
So, can you alternate between A and B attacks?
Yeah, you can. Yeah.
Shut the fuck up.
You can A, and then you can B right after if you want to.
Shut up! What?
Yeah, you can do shit like that.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah. She's a bit of a long-range character, though, like a Dhalsima, I suppose you can say. So, if anyone's up close to you... Like, or let's say you throw a punch, they can jump it and then jump right in front of you. So that's kind of where your weakness is at. But she has a pretty cool tilt moves for that too, though. So I think she's looks pretty dope.
Okay.
And I think she's already out, actually.
We'll have to look into that. That sounds like fun. Okay.
So yeah, actually, I'm down to get this season pass just for her, though, because I actually liked a lot. Her up tilt is reflects. So if you get any like projectiles, you just up tilt and that reflects it back.
What the fuck?
Up B can dodge. So when you do your up B, you can actually dodge attacks because you'll jump out the way. Jabs are good for close range. Her A and B attacks are just long range moves. Also, Vault Boy is a fighter costume now, which is interesting. Vault Boy is from Fallout. So there's some Fallout representation in Smash, which is interesting.
Hmm.
Not sure why. That's a thing. All right, you got anything else?
All right, yeah. Labyrinth 2. Labyrinth is an old school 1980s movie, slightly musical, David Bowie going into it. This will be made into a sequel by Scott Derrickson. Scott Derrickson is a guy who was originally going to be on Doctor Strange Multiverse of Madness and was painting it as a horror movie. But then Marvel kicked him out for Sam Raimi. We don't know why, but assuming that it's probably going to be because it was too scary. So it's pretty interesting that he wants to do this. Scott Derrickson will be making Labyrinth 2. Like I said, it's a musical, but it does have some creepy aspects to it. Jim Henson's kids will be working on it with him, and they were the ones that did all the animatronics and the monsters and the fucking puppets.
That's cool.
They did all those things, but they're going to be back on it again.
Cool.
So that's pretty cool. I don't know when or where that's going to be released. I'm assuming it's going to be in theaters, but Netflix has a pretty strong Labyrinth hold right now, so I don't know. I just thought that was pretty cool. The fact they're going to try it out. Other things, real quick. Friday was the 29th anniversary of Sonic the Hedgehog.
Yes.
He's
That
out
was
there,
true.
You know?
29 years old. Oh, mm-hmm. Shit. We're older than Sonic. I guess one thing that came out of that is that they announced a new, I guess there's already a Sonic mobile game that is already out. Let me just read this. Sonic's mobile game have been focused on making more Sonic characters playable for years now, making deeper and deeper cuts into the game's canon. I don't know what the mobile game is. I forgot what it was. Maybe like a Sonic Riders or something like that. Anyways, now Hardlight, which is the company that makes these mobile games, or this one mobile game, seems to be mining Sonic's IDW comic characters. And I read IDW comics, so this is pretty cool. And according to data uncovered by Twitter user Blue Wolf Boy, he dug up Sonic Dash. That's the name of the game. So Sonic Dash, he data mined it, and looks like we might be getting Tangle the Lemur and Whisper the Wolf. And these are two characters that are new to the IDW series, the comic series. What's cool about that is that it's never been in the reverse like that. Usually the game makes a character and then the comic adaptates it into the comic series, right? This time the game has taken inspiration from the comics, because these are comic original characters, and they're putting it into a game.
For Sonic?
For Sonic,
so yeah. So it's about Arthur and...
No. Just Tangle and Whisper.
Oh, shit.
Which
okay.
are new, brand new characters to this new series that just came out. And which I love Whisper. Whisper's pretty dope. Lemur is kind of crazy and out there, but Whisper is pretty fucking chill. Hmm. So I actually like these characters, and to see them in a new game, it's a mobile game, though. It's Sonic Dash. I'm not sure if I'm actually going to ever play it, though. But it's pretty dope to finally see that comic book representation, because we never got that before from the Archie series. I would have loved to fucking see Antoine and fucking Bunny and Rotor and fucking Sally and all that.
Right.
In a game. That would have been dope, but...
Hopefully when more Sonic movies get made, they'll do that. That'd be pretty cool.
Dude, they should fucking do a movie for the...
The Freedom Fighters.
The Freedom Fighter series. Yeah, that'd be dope.
Dude, that would be fucking
sick. I gotta put that into my server.
Anyways. Oh, Freedom Fighters. Yeah, I'd be down.
Yeah.
Okay.
But I have the DVD series.
You got some news before I give my last one?
I got two more.
Throw it at me.
The World Ends With You. There's an anime coming out for it. Have you heard about this?
Shut the fuck up. There's going to be an anime of The World Ends With You?
Yeah, this was supposed to be announced at AXE, at Anime Expo. But since that's not happening, they went ahead and dropped it anyways. So,
is there a trailer?
I don't think there's a trailer yet. I'm not sure there's anything about it yet, but...
Bro, you just... That was the best news you've given me. There's going to be an anime? Oh, I hope it doesn't suck.
The World Ends With You anime, yeah.
Oh, I hope it doesn't suck.
I don't have any other information other than that's the thing that they announced. So... Look out for that. I'm pretty sure T's going to be on top of this story, so...
I'll let you know next week.
In the weeks and months to come, I'm pretty sure we'll hear more about this.
Especially, I heard restaurants might be closing again, so I might be even more free. Even better. Because I want some video. I have some videos I want to work on, too, for Unfocused Future.
Oh, wait. I still have two more stories.
You still have two more?
Yeah, I skipped a couple here.
You motherfucker. Wait, hold on. Okay, real quick. Silent Hill will... specifically be having a cameo in Dead by Daylight. In Dead by Daylight, they will be adding a new villain, and that villain is called what is his name? He's not called Pyramid Head, even though it is fucking Pyramid Head.
So it is Pyramid Head, but yeah, it's not Pyramid Head.
They don't call him that.
You know what? Actually, Pyramid Head is not his given name in the game. That's just something the community came up with.
You know what? What's his name in the game? Because I wonder if that's what they gave him as his real name.
I don't know his name in the game.
Oh, the Executioner is his name.
Oh, is it?
In this game, they will be calling him the Executioner. But
oh, okay.
It's 100% fucking Pyramid Head.
Yeah, yeah.
But AJ, maybe AJ's right. Maybe that's what they do really call him. I don't know.
From what I heard, they don't call him that in the game ever, but that's something the fans came up with because they didn't know his name and he had a pyramid on his head.
That's what I'm saying. Maybe Executioner is his true name.
Maybe that's what it is, yeah.
But they're going to be calling him that in Dead by Daylight.
Okay.
But he will 100% be Pyramid Head. A fucking buff-ass scary guy with a helmet. It's a big-ass pyramid and a big-ass fucking sword.
Mm-hmm.
And he'll be looking to stab you with it. So keep an eye out for that.
Yo, what are they, like, you know how we talk about something like, oh, it'll be a cool character for Soul. Pyramid Head. Right?
Would Bro, that be sick? That would be the next level
pyramid. Or at least Mortal Kombat, right?
Dude, no. Soul.
Mortal Kombat Soul, right?
Pyramid Head is Soul. Like, and have some of his attacks actually attack you with the fucking head.
Damn.
Dude, that would be fucking cool. I would fuck with that.
Silent Hill, what's that, Capcom?
Capcom, horror game, yeah.
Capcom and Namco have any connection right now? They kind of do, right? They did Street Fighter versus Tekken. And
I don't know if they would
hopefully do Tekken versus Street Fighter, right?
So, I don't know if they would do Resident Evil. But
it was Konami, my bad.
Konami. Oh, yeah, yeah, Konami, yeah, that's right.
Konami and Namco, I can't...
Not off the top of my head.
Yeah, I can't think of any bridges there.
All right, AJ?
Do it. Okay, I got a connection with Konami and Namco. So Namco worked a little bit on Smash.
Yeah.
And Smash has Snake, Konami. Yes. Bam, yes, sir. Connected. Anyways.
Okay.
Animal Crossing is getting a summer update this Friday on July 3rd. There's going to be two updates. We're getting the first one. This is the first summer update, and it's going to reintroduce swimming.
So oh, now, shit. Okay.
So now you can jump into the ocean and swim around, and you can dive and find some, like, starfish and shit.
Okay.
And while you're swimming, you might come across another character. I think his name is Pascal, and, you know, doing shit for him.
He's French.
Probably is. Actually, he might be. He's an otter. He has obedience.
It's a French name.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah. So, and when you do whatever task he gives you, when he shows up, you'll get some cool, like underwater furniture and stuff. And also Gulliver, who's a seagull that fucking you see on the ground sometimes, like on your beach randomly. He supposedly fell off a ship. Now he'll be showing up in a pirate costume, so he might be a pirate now.
With an eye patch and all.
Yeah. And there might be pirate furniture coming too.
Shit is real. I fuck with it. Okay. Yeah.
So, and then there's going to be another summer update in August. Don't know what that's going to be yet, but they said also August we'll have another update. So I was like, okay, that's cool. So that's coming to Animal Crossing pretty soon. Also already happening, new bugs have showed up today. Because I was playing last night at midnight and I saw this new bug. I'm like, this is new. And I saw another one. I'm like, this is new. And Carl's like, what the fuck? Let me turn on my game now. Where are you finding all these bugs? I'm like, I just here and here.
Update time.
Yeah. So at least five new bugs. Cicadas are fucking back, dude.
Oh, God.
Yeah. I fucking heard him this morning. I was like, no. Fuck. Damn it. Cicadas.
All right. I have two pieces. You have one piece, right?
I got one more.
Okay. This is not even really news. This may not be news. But there is a leak saying for Street Fighter V. Makoto Faelong. Who's the other one?
That's all I remember. I remember those two for
sure. There's like three. Makoto, Faelong.
There's five. Crystal is five. I can't remember them.
Oh, you're right.
But those are two of them.
But supposedly there's a Nintendo leak
Maki?
Saying,
was Maki one of them?
The blonde girl. Oh, was it Maki?
Or something in that realm.
Yeah. Maybe Guy? I don't know. Anyway, the point is there's a leak saying that there will be more characters for Street Fighter V. There's going to be one more patch release.
We know there's a Season 5. We don't know who it's going to be yet. And, those are the leaks so far.
Yeah, Makoto and who was the other? I just said it. Who was the other one that we said? There's two specifically that I just said. I can't remember now. I
can't remember either.
Fuck.
I should have wrote it down the other night.
Oh, God. Well, anyway, but supposedly Makoto and Faelong will definitely be in the next round of characters. Which is very interesting because Faelong is from 2 and Makoto is from 3.
Rose is the other one.
Rose! Oh shit, this is making more sense, AJ. Makoto is from 3, Faelong's from 2, Rose is from Alpha.
Hmm.
Does that mean we're going to get somebody from 4?
Who's missing from 4?
Who's that new guy they made for 4? Abel?
Maybe Abel. There's Rufus. Rufus hasn't come back.
Oh, yeah. Maybe.
I heard C. Viper once, too.
Oh, that's the one I kept seeing was C. Viper. I kept seeing leaks about C. Viper.
Yeah, I like some Sea Viper.
But I feel like they would...
But Sea Viper and, like, Laura are kind of very similar.
That's what I'm
way.
Thinking. They would rather go with Abel. Yeah. I would think Abel would be the character.
I feel like Grappler, though. I feel like there's enough Grapplers.
Is there? Oh, no, you're right.
I would love to see fucking the fucking Turkish oil wrestler. That'd be dope.
Rufus.
Not Rufus. That's the fat American dude.
Oh, the red what is his Hakan? Name? Hakan. Yeah, yeah, that's his name. Yeah,
that'd
be cool.
Dope to see.
Okay.
Supposedly, that leak, though... was supposedly might have been a leak that was supposed to be at Evo. You know, Evo gives us some new
yeah,
updates and
special,
all that.
Special updates, yeah.
Yeah, since Evo's been canceled, some of this already might have gotten leaked. Some other ones, this is my last story too, which I'm glad it kind of connects here. For Tekken 7, a couple of characters may be coming. One is Christy, so the other Eddie. Dr. B.
No, Baskanovich is going to return.
Baskanovich might be another one.
My new main character. Go on.
And special guest, Kamen Rider 01. A Kamen Rider character.
In Tekken?
In Tekken. That sounds dope. I'm kind of down for that. It kind of makes sense, but it kind of doesn't.
I mean, it kind of doesn't, bro. I'm like,
yeah.
I mean, I get it. Like, because, like,
because Japan,
yeah,
I
guess, mean,
right?
I get it. Like, the character's a martial artist, Japan, like, but isn't like, Kamen Rider like way outside of the fucking Tekken realm of powers?
It is too, but like,
I don't know how to feel about this. I'm not mad about it.
I'm not mad. Too.
I don't know how to feel.
I'm
about
the same
it.
Way. Like, I'm not mad. This sounds dope, but like, that's kind of weird.
Kamen Rider.
But again, these are just rumors, so don't know how factual these are.
Very interesting.
This is gonna be some bullshit. Other one was to RK1UP. You know, the company that makes little arcade machines. Like, how I want to get the Turtles one and all that.
Yeah.
There might be an MVC2 one. Also with and also it may have Children of the Atom on it too. So like a little marble cabinet.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
Which didn't Children of the Atom already come out with the Marvel system with Marvel Superheroes and whatever the other one was?
And X-Men versus Street Fighter, yeah.
Was it that or something
yeah,
like that?
Marvel yeah. Superheroes and X-Men versus Street Fighter.
Well, MVC2 might be it. Which kind of makes sense that would be announced at EVIL because this was the 20th anniversary of Marvel versus Capcom 2?
Yes, sir. Yes,
and
sir.
We're supposed to have that exhibition for Marvel vs. Capcom 2
oh,
as well.
Oh, you're
that
right.
Championship shit.
That's a good point.
In the which, you know, unfortunately, we didn't get to have this year, which would have been dope to see again. Maybe next year. I don't know if that's going to happen, but...
maybe Greg will be involved.
Maybe. Oh, fucking maybe this is a Greg cabinet.
Damn, son.
Damn.
Are we ready?
I don't know, man.
All right. My last piece of news. Guess what? This is a movie that people were starting to think wasn't going to happen because DC is very fucking weird and wishy-washy these days.
This is true.
But apparently... the Flash movie will be happening. It's a spinoff from the Justice League movie. That's not even the interesting part of this news. This is really going to happen, though.
So live-action Flash?
Yeah.
Okay.
The one from the movies, right? He's definitely going to have his own movie. Because like the question was because the writers kept changing hands, directors kept changing hands, so people thought it wasn't going to happen. But it was actually casted with a new character. You ready for this?
I'm not sure if I am.
Michael Keaton is casted as Batman.
Oh, what the fuck?
Yes, bro. Michael Keaton is straight up casted as Batman for this movie. It's official casting by DC.
As Batman? What the fuck?
So this leads only to certain possibilities. Flash, one of the major Flash stories is called Flashpoint, where Flash travels through time and saves his mom, where his mom was supposed to die, right?
Yeah, oh, this is an awesome story.
You remember that, right?
I watched this one. This was dope.
Yeah, you watched it. Okay, how it altered everything.
Yeah.
So one thing... you know, because before this rumor came out, the big rumor, which I didn't talk about because there was no proof for it, was that Jeffrey Dean Morgan, you know, the guy who plays Negan in Walking Dead, and he played Bruce Wayne's dad.
Okay, wait, back to Tekken real quick because you mentioned that. Tekken fucking brought fucking...
Oh, yeah.
So why won't Kamen Rider work?
Touche. I mean, yeah, Negan's kind of in a weird realm too. Okay, I'll give you that. I'll give you that. You could be right about that. But check it out. So the rumor was Jeffrey Dean Morgan was going to be in there as his dad, you know, as the older grown-up Batman who basically had his kid die instead of him die, and he's fucking mean and fucking uses guns.
Oh, and yeah, only, that's right.
The only reason people were believing this is because Jeffrey Dean Morgan played Ben Affleck's dad in Batman vs. Superman.
Oh, shit.
So people were thinking, oh, clearly they showed us that he's his dad and he dies in this reality. And Flashpoint's all about a parallel reality.
Yeah.
So maybe they'll cast him as the mean Batman, you know, the one that kills people and shit. And that was the fucking believed rumor for a long time until this true information came out that Michael Keaton will come out as Batman in this movie. This makes people believe that Batman Beyond is coming. Have you ever seen Batman Beyond?
Yes, but like every time we hear about a new DC movie, and what's the one question I always have?
Is it really going
to
happen?
No, not is it really going to happen. How is this connected to the fucking universe?
Well, that's actually easy. If this movie Flashpoint works, they can explain what happened to Ben Affleck, why he's not there. They can explain why all this shit's happening because the universe broke. And so when they put it back together, fucking Michael Keaton can be the Bruce Wayne they're left with. And then this ties in the old ones.
So rather than the original Flashpoint storyline being he goes back to the past and sees some shit and fix some shit, right? It's going to be more like he goes into a different universe now, I feel like. Because
it could be.
The Michael Keaton Batman, that's all done with already. We had Batman around. Yeah, we had Batman forever. That's done now, right?
It could be universe jumping, but that shit never really ended. It always ended like, he's still out there being Batman.
But it's always separate, though. It's like, then we got a reboot with Dark Knight and all that, right?
Yeah.
And then we got this fucking Ben Affleck reboot again, right?
Yeah.
So they're, as far as we know, are not connected. They're not all the same Batman.
I think
Michael Keaton's coming through now, it's like, okay, now you're jumping into a new universe to get a better Batman because you fucked up with Ben Affleck?
Yeah, that's kind of what it is. Ben Affleck don't want to do it anymore. They need to tap a different Batman. You're right. That's kind of what it is. That's true. You're not wrong, bro. Like, that's definitely them fucking around.
That's what I feel like right now.
No, and you're right. You're right. But I still feel like at least that can make some kind of sense.
Yes. Okay. yes, this is true.
But I agree with you. They should have just stuck with what they had. Like, I was cool with that. Like, but okay. If you guys want to go this route, fuck it. I'll take Michael Keaton back.
Yeah. And Cuckoo says the Joel Schumacher, Tim Burton never had a definitive ending yet, as you just said too, which, yeah, it makes sense. So there's no ending on that. This is true.
And so I'm going to draw some.
It's not in the same universe right now, though. That's what I'm saying.
Well, let me draw some further connections for you. Have you heard about the Infinite Crisis they've been having in the DC shows on CW?
I've heard of it.
Flash, Arrow, Black Lightning, Supergirl, right? Yeah. Like how they have a whole universe of like. So in their recent special, they took it a level further, and they had the voice of the Batman animated series guy show up as Bruce Wayne this metal back brace on him.
Oh, okay.
Telling you it is that future from Batman Beyond for sure. They specifically committed to it in the show, saying, yep, he's that Batman.
Is this the same one that got his back broken by Bane?
That's what they're hinting. They're not confirming, but they're hinting to all the mythology. And it's the guy who did the voice from the animated show when we were kids, you know?
Yeah.
And so when he's talking, you're like, oh, fuck, Batman's talking right now. You know, you can hear him. And then you're like, oh, shit. And with that, at the end of the Supergirl one, she said, well, what are you doing now? And he says, I have an apprentice.
Oh, okay.
That's it. They didn't show Batman Beyond. They didn't confirm Batman Beyond. But he says, I got somebody. You know, and so I feel like this is all opening the door for future Batman Beyond. Kevin Conroy. Thank you, Cuckoos. Kevin Conroy, who is the voice actor for Batman, actually played Bruce Wayne as an old man with this fucking back brace on him. Like,
damn.
You know, and so I guess we'll just have to see where this goes from here. But I just thought that shit was really fucking weird and very interesting.
Fuck the Spider-Verse. This is going to be a Batman-verse, man, where you fucking make sense of all this shit. And then,
dude, yeah.
and then you end up with some ending. And like, okay, this is our definitive Batman for the next, like, 10 years.
Dude, if they made an animated Batman-verse movie like they did the Spider-Verse movie, I'd be fucking happy. Like, he teams up with his dad and Robin and all these other people that have been Batman.
And all these old Batmans and stuff.
Yeah, like the 1940s one shows up. Yeah. You know? I'd be cool with that, bro. That's fucking cool.
Look at that weird samurai one too, or some shit.
Yeah. What Tai Chi's talking about is they said Michael Keaton won't only appear as Bruce Wayne. The reason I say Batman is because he's supposed to appear in costume for some reason. Doesn't mean he'll be wearing the old Batman Returns costume. He might be wearing a big ass fucking metal bulky Batman suit, which is what the old Batman was wearing right before he picked the new Batman in Batman Begins, you know? Because the old Batman tried to fight as much as he could. So eventually he made himself basically an Iron Man suit. He
fucking went Hulkbuster.
Yeah, he went Hulkbuster. He had a big-ass metal Batman suit and he was fighting crime in that until he got too fucking old and he couldn't even operate the suit anymore. Then he fucking picked Batman Beyond. So I'm like, I could see this happening, man. I can see this shit coming.
That's crazy. You know, I read a post that the biggest villain that Batman needs to watch out for is the IRS.
The IRS will take your house and your kids. If there's anyone Batman should be scared of, it's the IRS.
Like, if you want to defeat, I think they say that if you want to defeat Batman, all you got to do is get an IRS audit on Bruce Wayne.
They ain't never lied, bro. They ain't never lied. He can't prove where he made that money, bro. Like, come on, man. What are you spending your money on, bro? Seriously. He's like, you know, cars? Like,
and hose?
Yeah, cars don't cost $3 billion a year. Like, you know, like,
have you seen how many
a cars? Lot of cars? I was going to say, yeah, a lot of cars.
Oh, man.
Yeah, man.
But, yeah, this universe, though, this DC universe is fucking so confusing, and they're just really trying to reach now. And it's cool to, like, satisfy that fandom and all that, but there's... It's so fragmented in so many ways.
Yeah.
And there's so many plot holes, and it's just something that I don't want to get into only because I don't know where to jump in at.
Honestly, it's
I guess
it's
I could jump in anywhere in some way, I guess.
You really could. You really could. You could watch...
And
I mean,
just as confused as everyone else.
Yeah, for real. You could just watch Batman... You could just watch Man of Steel and then Batman versus Superman, and that's enough. Now you're in their universe. You know? But the shitty thing is you won't like Batman versus Superman. You know what I mean? Like, Man of Steel is okay, but Batman vs. Superman is not a good movie. So it's like, yeah, okay, I get their universe, but I didn't like it. So I'm like, why am I going to watch more? You know, like, it puts you off a little bit. Aquaman's really good. I'm almost done with that, and that's really fucking good. And I loved Wonder Woman. So if that's not motivation enough to watch more, you could do that's an option.
Yeah, I'd rather not focus on the Batman just because I'm so confused about, like, I didn't care for the, you know, when I heard, what's his name?
Ben Affleck
was going to be Batman, and then the look of him. It was like, I don't know.
Bro, I'm
And then he just left. So I was like, okay, now I even care less.
Well, I'll tell you this. I feel like as far as the actual movie goes, that was the best portrayal of Batman that we've ever gotten as far as him being like the comics.
Okay, then.
Like, I want you to see a scene where it happens. You don't need to see the whole movie.
I'll check it out. So I really do want to see it, though, to see
you
how
do?
Bad it is. Yeah.
Yeah, it's I feel bad telling you to watch it because it's kind of disappointing. But there's just the Ben Affleck moments. Like, some of the Batman moments are really fucking good. Like, him just fighting crime, just doing Batman shit. You're like... Dude, it should have looked like this the whole time. You're like, how come no one did this before? Yeah. And it doesn't feel too grounded, but it doesn't feel too fantastical. Mm. He's still, like, grappling to fucking corners and shit, but it doesn't feel like a person couldn't do this. You know? Like, it's pretty crazy. Like, it's interesting stuff.
Tai Chi says Ultimate Edition is better, but it's, like, 3 hours long.
No, bro. Tai Chi, we ain't sitting through a three-hour whack movie, bro. Even if it's better. Okay, that's Unfocused, right? We're done?
Yeah, I'm pretty much done too. Yeah, so...
we'll catch you guys next week.
Yeah, we'll catch you guys next week at the same...
Wednesday.
Time, Wednesday, about 6 p.m. now.
Yep.
So we have time to actually do Wednesday night fights, and we may do Wednesday night fights again next week. And if the show bleeds into it, we'll probably do the same shit.
We'll pause it. I don't mind this.
Yeah.
It probably won't happen because we won't have Music of the Week anymore. But
yeah, this was also possibly the last Music of the Week, so we may not do it just so we don't get like taken off of Twitch and shit.
But if you guys want to fight for us on Twitch, tell them to stop editing our shit.
Yeah, or just, I don't know what we can do, honestly. But
yeah, there's nothing we could do.
Yeah. All right.
I'm focused.
Yeah. Where's my the end button? I think it's this one.
Don't forget, this is a Collision 28 production. We're live on twitch.tv/collision28 every Thursday.
Wednesdays.
Also, you can always catch us on youtube.com/unfocusedpodcast to see rebroadcasting of these episodes. Don't forget to like, comment, subscribe there as well.
Also, Twitter. You can message us at unfocused28. We also give you updates when the show starts. Instagram at unfocusedpodcast. Subscribe, you know, like.
Also, you can subscribe to our podcast show, The Audio Version, on Apple Podcasts. Or just get more information about that on collision28.com.
Or if you have any comments or things you want us to talk about, or maybe things that you feel we missed in the past, email us on unfocusedpodcast@gmail.com.
It's over!
Don't forget to subscribe!